The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey, all season long. The Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. 1CU.org, 7th Green Street in Virgins. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. Autumn Gold Jewelry, they have the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts, Main Street in Middlebury. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs with branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at mbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Lafra Forest Products, for more than six generations, Lafra Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Their professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management, South Street in Middlebury. And Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South of Middlebury, and at DennekerChevrolet.com.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And live from Kenyon Arena on the campus of Middlebury College, this is Middlebury Panthers Hockey. This afternoon, the first game in the Middlebury Holiday Classic between the St. Anselm Hawks and your Middlebury Panthers. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah to those who celebrate the holiday. Happy holidays all around. Brent Luther here at Kenyon Arena. This is the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show. Sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency. Washington Street in Middlebury. Panthers, of course, come in 0-8 on the season, trying to, as it were, get off the schneid, if you will, and get themselves their first win of the season, taking on the St. Anselm Hawks. Well, the last game they played was 3 weeks ago. It was against NESCAC rival Amherst, coming off a tough loss the night before to Hamilton. And the Panthers wanted to get it started early. However, Amherst had other ideas. They went on the power play, and just under 7 minutes into the contest would make it 1-0. Touch pass onto the right wing side. Peeling off with this one is Daly. Back out to the point for a drive that sticks aside by Klein. The rebound loose right on the side of the net to the left of Klein. Out goes behind into the near side corner. Last seconds of the power play in front. Score! And Amherst on the board first with 2 seconds to go on the man advantage. A tic-tac-toe play down low. And Amherst leads 1-0. Goal scored by Patrick Daly, his sixth of the season. Thomas Lindstrom, David White getting the assists at 6:58. And Amherst had a 1-0 lead. They would double the lead exactly 3 minutes later. And it was Patrick Daly once again becoming the thorn in the Panther side.
Down low in the corner with this one is Lindstrom. Lindstrom tried to set one up, lost the puck, and out come the Panthers the other way. It's Allen. Allen loses it at the red line, quickly the other way, and an onside play is White. White leaves it off, a shot, score! Daly stepped into that one, wrist it right over Stephen Klein's glove hand. And with 10:02 to go in the first, it's now 2-0 Amherst.
Neutral zone. Turnover at one end, or in the neutral zone, as it were, leads to the Patrick Daly goal, his second of the game, seventh of the season. David White, the lone assist at 9:58, made the score 2-0. Then David Bellucci would take a penalty at the 10:46 mark. Amherst on the power play again, but Mitchell Allen had other ideas.
Does Amherst. Right wing pass, onside play, Daly. Daly trying to put one back out front. That's intercepted. Now a short hand break the other way. Here's Mitch Allen. Allen moving in. Good score! Short-handed goal, Mitch Allen. And he pulls one back for the Panthers. It's now 2-1 with 7:41 to go in the first.
Mitch Allan on the goal, his second of the season, unassisted, and it was shorthanded at 12-19, cut the lead in half. It's now 2-1. However, that would last all of 45 seconds, because just when the power play expired, Joey Lupo, the freshman, would add to the Amherst lead.
Wall, and eventually gets out to center. Ball touch pass on with this is Austin Ho. Ho turns and gives a nice pass for Gerald. Shot saved. Oh, rebound scored! Klein tried to go full splits and just couldn't get to the rebound as he had dropped the initial shot. And with 6:56 to go in the first, Amherst retakes a two-goal lead at 3-1.
Joey Lupo, the goal scorer. His first career goal, first collegiate goal, I should say. Fitzgerald and Austin Ho, the assists at 13:04. That made it 3-1 Amherst. That's the way the first period would finally come to an end, with a 3-0 Amherst lead. They would outshoot Middlebury 12-9 in that period. No goals scored in the second. Middlebury had the 11-7 shots advantage, putting a lot of pressure on, just wasn't able to sneak one past Connor Girard. And in the third period, Middlebury again trying to put some pressure on Amherst. Kept on coming. Amherst would take one penalty in there, would also have to call a timeout due to an icing. And the Panther pressure was there, but with the goalie pulled for an extra attacker, Amherst would put the game out of reach.
Stevens leaves it on off. This is Lyman. His shot blocked out in front and sent up and all the way down to an empty net and in. It's a 180-foot empty net goal as the Panthers pull the goalie for the extra attacker. But Amherst scores and now leads 4-1. A goal scored by Phil Johansson.
Johansson gets the goal unassisted, just flung it, as I said, 180 feet down. It rang off the left post and in. Johansson's third of the season unassisted at 17:02 would finalize the scoring of 4-1. Amherst outshot Middlebury in the third 10-9. Game totals, each team had 29, but the Panthers would lose by a score of 4-1 and now get set for this one against St. Anselm, 0-8, while the Hawks come in with a record of 5-5. The Panthers looking to get back on track here at the Middlebury Holiday Classic. When we come back, we had a few moments to catch up with Coach Neil Sinclair ahead of this afternoon's game. We'll also take a look at what's going on out of town here this weekend. You are listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
There's a beautiful furniture store in Middlebury that you have to check out. It's Woodware Fine Furniture. They have dining and living room sets in gorgeous woods like cherry, maple, and oak. Chairs, sofas, bedding, and great varieties of all. Or if you don't see it there, just ask Drew and he can probably get it for you. Woodware also provides shipping and delivery. You've probably seen the Woodware truck. It's everywhere. Woodware Fine Furniture. Handmade, woodcrafts, toys, and fine furniture for 30 years. Woodware, Route 7 South, Middlebury.
Hi, it's Tom Denneker from Denneker Chevrolet. We're wrapping up a great year, wrapping up those Denneker deals. Find your tag and get over $10,000 off a 2016 Silverado. Find your tag and get up to $3,000 off a 2017 Cruze or Malibu. Find your tag and get an average of up to $5,000 cash back on a 2017 Equinox or Traverse. We have every vehicle on the lot tagged, new, GM certified, and pre-owned. And I'll give you 0% for 72 months on select models or 20% back on Spark, Sonic, and Impala. Let us make your holiday merry and bright with a Denneker deal. Business owners, don't forget to make your Section 179 purchases by year end. We offer guaranteed credit approval and free state inspections for as long as you own the vehicle. Stop by and see our beautiful new dealership. Visit Denneker Chevrolet to wrap up your year end with a Denneker deal on Route 7 South in Middlebury, in Vergennes, and at DennekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to Kenyon Arena, the Middlebury Panthers pregame show here on One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. The out-of-town scoreboard, there's nine games overall in all of Division III hockey. Of course, this one being one of them, but the other games, Franklin Pierce and Connecticut College will square off in the Codfish Bowl. Third place game, that's coming up at 1 p.m. along with St. Anselm and Middlebury right here. Trinity is at the USA under 18 team in an exhibition game. That's going to start at 2 p.m. Salve Regina and UMass Boston at 4 p.m. That is the championship game of the Codfish Bowl. Manhattanville and Kent will be the second game here. That also a 4 o'clock start is what it's slated to be. Newman and Castleton, a 4 o'clock start. The first game of the W.B. Mason Winter Classic up at CB Plattsburgh. Oswego and Williams, a 4 o'clock start. That's the Northfield Bank Tournament at Norwich. Wesleyan and Plattsburgh are the nightcap of the W.B. Mason Winter Classic. That's a 7 p.m. start, as is Nazareth at Norwich, the second game of the Northfield Bank Tournament. Those are all the games in Division III men's hockey here this afternoon and into the evening. So I'm sure we'll have a couple scores for you as the afternoon goes on. Had a couple of moments to catch up with head coach Neil Sinclair going into this battle against St. Anselm, of course, coming off a three-week break. And here, Coach Sinclair's thoughts coming into this game.
Here, pregame with Coach Neil Sinclair ahead of today's Middlebury Holiday Classic game against St. Anselm. And first of all, holiday break now done, 3 weeks off for the boys. How have they looked coming back into practice, gearing up for this weekend?
No, we're real happy with the way they continued to train over the break, and they took care of themselves, and they worked hard, and so they came back in pretty good shape, so we're excited about that.
Now, first eight games have been tough, especially with a couple overtime losses and very close losses. It's been a tough first eight. Is there anything in the mindset of these guys that they're ready to attack and jump back into the fray here?
We've just been talking about trust the process, because I think we've been playing well. We've been close in a couple games, and as we've been talking about, we've got a young team, and they're working it fine in their way. And I thought, even though the Amherst and Hamilton games didn't turn out the way we wanted, thought we played really well against both teams, and we're just going to continue to build on that.
With all the freshmen and even some of the sophomores, how, as a coach, what's the process like to trying to get these guys to pick themselves back up and get back into trust in the process each and every game?
No, I think they're a really resilient group, and they've come to work every day, and despite the puck maybe not bouncing their way every single time, they've had a real positive attitude, and we've tried to be positive in practice, be firm when we needed to be firm, but also focus on having fun. And I think it's paid dividends. We've had a good 3 days of practice, and so we're looking forward to getting after it this weekend.
There's been a couple in these close games, too, that it just seems like the absolute worst bounce at the worst time happens. Is that something also that as coaches you just tell them shake it off?
And we've been talking about shaking it off, but also focusing on a quote that we've used at the beginning of the year: the harder I work, the luckier I get. And just, it's going to take hard work, and it's going to take us making little plays at the right time to shift the tide. And I think you saw some of that in the Hamilton and Amherst weekend. I thought we had some really good chances, and we've just got to keep working at it, and then they'll find a way.
Now, St. Anselm comes in, and in this building, they've not had much success, and against St. Anselm, Middlebury's generally had a lot of success, but it's been several years since you've met them. So what's the game plan going against the Hawks here this afternoon? How are you going to look to neutralize their attack?
No, we've just been focusing on us, and those are the things that we've got to keep doing, because I think we've got a real good young group, and it's finding our way. It's understanding what our offensive zone rotations are. What are we trying to do in the neutral zone? Breakout, firming up D zone, and I think all of those things have been getting better steadily over the eight games. And again, overtime loss at Colby, overtime loss to Norwich. We've been in games, we've been right there, and it's us finding a way to make the right play at the right time. And I think once they start to figure it out, things will roll our way.
Okay, thanks a lot. Good luck there.
Thank you very much.
And we'll be back with more Middlebury Panthers hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
How many times have you really felt felt good about the financial institution you deal with. The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Polaris Full Throttle Sales Event is going on now at Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh. Now's the time to get the best-selling Polaris Rangers and the sharp-performing Polaris Razors and save big time. With rebates up to $3,000 on select models and financing as low as 2.99%. There's no reason to hold back. And make sure to check out the new 2017 Polaris Snow Machines, too. Head to Della Motorsports Plattsburgh now and save thousands during this fast and furious Polaris Full Throttle Sales Event.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at Kenyon Arena is the Zamboni finishing up its last couple of laps, getting the ice set for the Middlebury Panthers and St. Anselm Hawks. First of two games here in the Middlebury Holiday Classic. The second game, which will be later this afternoon, a 4 p.m. face-off, is SUNY Canton and Manhattanville. And then, of course, the consolation game tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. The championship game is at 4 p.m. Let's take a look at the keys to the game here at Kenyon Arena between the Panthers and the Hawks. Key number one for Middlebury, and I think this is big, especially since they have not had a good way of it offensively lately. But Middlebury really needs to get the early jump on St. Anselm, specifically scoring the first goal. St. Anselm 3-0 when they've scored the first goal of the season, at 2-5 when they concede that first goal. And especially given Middlebury's offensive struggles in the last couple of games, going up against two good goaltenders in Evan Bightenheis and Connor Girard, no mind. But it's still been an offensive struggle for the Panthers. So getting that early jump could really give a confidence boost to this young Panthers team. So key number one, get the early jump on St. Anselm. Get that early lead and see if you can play ahead against the Hawks. Key number two, we always will talk in some way, shape, or form about the power plays, but or the special teams in general. But today may take on a little added significance. Got to be very careful on special teams. St. Anselm is a top 20 team, both power play and penalty killing. In fact, tied for 15th on the power play in the nation at 25.8%. And tied for 18th on the penalty kill at 85.7%. So the big thing about that is, also with the penalty kill, St. Anselm scored 5 shorthanded goals. In fact, they've scored 5 shorthanded goals and conceded 6 when they've had to kill off a man. So they're only a -1 in penalty killing situations. So really, the Panthers have to be careful on the special teams, both sides, to make sure they don't leave any open opportunities for the Hawks to get through. And key number three, this is a great opportunity to close out a game, to learn how to close out a game. And so the Panthers, should they be able to get ahead early and keep that lead, have a great opportunity to learn the process of finishing a game out. We bring this up because of that 5-3 loss at Bowdoin, second game of the season, where they had the 3-1 lead in the third period. St. Anselm comes into this game 0-5 when trailing after two periods of play. And so for St. Anselm and for Middlebury as well, to try to get that goal, to try to get that lead, I should say, after two periods of play, carry it into the third, and really force St. Anselm to play from behind, force them to have to overcome the deficit. It would be a great learning opportunity to close a game out for the Panthers, should they be able to carry a lead going into the third period. Middlebury's only had the lead going into the third twice. They're 0-2. They've been tied going into the third period once, and they've trailed five times going into the third period. So that's really a big thing for the Panthers. Take the lead going into the third. Both teams 0-5 when trailing after two. By the way, the Hawks come into this game. When they lead after two, they're 4-0. And they're also 1-0 when they're tied after two. So all five losses have come when down after two periods of play. It gives the Panthers a golden opportunity to, if they have that lead, close a game out. As we're looking at the lineups here for Middlebury College, we got the line charts here. And Coach Neil Sinclair shuffled things up a little bit. He's got Kamil Tkachuk centering Travis Stevens and Mitch Allen today. Danny Jacobs, I should say, is centering Vinny Gesanti and Mark McClellan. Braden Quest, who's done so well in the faceoff circle for the Panthers this season. Quest is centering Mark Lyman and Greg Conrad. And Jimmy McKee will center a line with Joey Pacini and Connor Lloyd. Defensively, there are four freshmen on the back line. Brendan Dawson and Frank Consolito will be one pair, a pair of freshmen there. Andrew Neary and David Bellucci, the senior and junior respectively, are a second pair. And Brent Dineen and Danny Tye will be the third defensive pair going out there for the Panthers today. Stephen Klein getting the start in net this afternoon. Brian Ketchabaugh and Henry Cutting backing him up. And those are the 21 players in uniform tonight for the Middlebury College Panthers. On the St. Anselm side, they got, as we're looking at, Jimmy Carrigan centering Brendan Kerrigan and Trey Aiello. That's line one, a sophomore centering a senior and a freshman. Brendan Kerrigan, the alternate captain. C.J. Blaskis centering Nick Leonard and Vin D'Amato. That's the second line. Justin Longo is centering a line with Jim Pugliotta and Brian Cameron. And Mike Ferraro centers a line with Brian Green and Ryan Spillane. Defensively, the captain, Lawrence Taylor IV. No, not related to the football player of any sorts. Lawrence Taylor IV and Nick Gorski, a 1D pairing. Another D pair, Peter Sekulis. Peter Sekulis and Trevor Katz, our second D pairing, and the third D pairing is David Almeida with Joey Harrington. Shane Joyce will get the start in net. He started 10 of the 12 games. He's been in 10 of the 12 games, I should say, for St. Anselm this season. Colin Soucy and Brendan Kane will back him up. And those are the 21 in uniform for the St. Anselm Hawks, coached by Ed Senny. As we're moments away from both teams stepping out onto the ice, Middlebury and St. Anselm getting ready to go here in the Middlebury Holiday Classic. Take one more time out when we come back. Starting lineups and the first face-off here at the Middlebury Holiday Classic. You're listening to Middlebury Panthers Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
It's the Big Finish 2016 at Foster Motors. Up to 20% off select 2016s. Save up to 15% on select 2017s, including Jeep Cherokees. It's Commercial Truck Month. Get a 2017 Ram Quad Cab 1500 with huge rebates, 0% for 75 months, or a special lease for 24 months. Save over $3,000 on the new Go Mango Hellcat Challenger. Visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. See? It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. True value, start right, start here.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Both teams have taken to the ice now. And the starting lineups will soon be announced. We will give them to you right here before we get to another break for the anthems. And get things started here at the Middlebury Holiday Classic. Gives you a chance to let you know. This has been the Middlebury College Hockey LeBurge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by LeBurge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. For the Hawks, number 30, Shane Joyce, a junior from Pembroke, Massachusetts, in goal. The defenseman, Trevor Katz, a sophomore from Dighton, Massachusetts, wears number 13. Number 16, Peter Sekalis, a senior from Acton, Massachusetts. Up front, it's Brendan Carrigan, a senior from Boston, Massachusetts, wearing number 8. Number 22 is Jeremy Carrigan, a sophomore from Amos, Quebec. And Trey Aiello, a freshman from Williamsburg, Virginia. He's on the right wing for St. Anselm here this afternoon. And St. Anselm wearing the navy blue jerseys, trimmed in white. Very similar to the Middlebury Panthers colors. There's a couple of the skaters come out. Just stick taps and applause to the crowd here. And now the starting lineups. The starting lineup, I should say, for the Middlebury Panthers in the white jerseys trimmed in navy blue. Stephen Klein, number 31, junior from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, is in goal, making his seventh start of the season. The defenseman, Andrew Neary, a senior from Milton, Massachusetts, wearing number 5 and the captain's C in the upper left corner of the jersey. Brett Dineen is going to get the start at the other defense today, a freshman from Marion, Massachusetts, number 33, so a little bit of a change from the line charts as normal. Vinny Gisanti, number 18, a junior from Montreal, Quebec, is the left winger. Mark McClellan, a right winger, a junior from Surrey, British Columbia. And Danny Jacobs centering that line, a freshman from Needham, Massachusetts, number 39. That's the Panthers starting lineup. When we come back, the opening faceoff. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884. 4.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance and a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Anthems have just been concluded. St. Anselm in unison, the two-stick tap, and we are set to go. As the referees and linesmen go over to shake hands with the coaching staff, we get set to go. Stephen Klein in goal for the Panthers. On the season, Klein. With the right sheet. On the season, Klein overall has got the 0-6 mark at 3.15 goals against, a 9.11 save percentage. On the other end, Shane Joyce. He's 5-4 on the season, a 2.21 goals against average, 9.24 save percentage for Joyce. Mike Cross, Mike St. Louis are the, or Mike St. Louis, I should say, are the referees. Jason Shaddy, Evan Knox, the linesman. And we are underway. Panthers going from left to right in the white uniforms trimmed in navy. St. Anselm in the navy uniforms trimmed in white going from right to left. And they're ready to puck his dump behind the Panther cage. In the far corner, Andrew Neary ties up his man. A blast from the high slot. It's off a leg and out to center. Back for it and spinning it around. Mr. Kalis, number 16, dumps it into the Panthers zone. Line change on for St. Anselm, just half a minute in. Pass goes up the wall and out to center. Moving ahead with this puck, Vinny Gesanti, number 18. Dumps behind the net, first one on it. Nick Dorsky, number 4. Dorsky tries the left side. His pass deflected into the Panther zone. No icing. Back for it, Brendan Dawson, number 2. Dawson spins it around the wall. A little bit of a tie-up there along the boards. And finally coming away with the puck, Frank Cosolito, number 34. Tries the near side boards. Cut off by Nick Leonard, number 14. And a loose puck does come to the neutral zone. Snagged there by Taylor. Lawrence Taylor, the 4th, sends back into the Panther zone. Puts a hit on. Penalty call coming up. And it's going to go against Taylor. Down in a lot of discomfort right now is Frank Cosolito. And that'll send the trainer Matt Cutts out to take a look. Boarding's going to be the call. Taylor to the penalty box. Falling awkwardly into the ball boards was Cosolito. He's up on a knee right now. And the Panthers will get their first power play. Just a minute 9 into this contest.
Hey,
it was a late hit. Puck was well off, and Taylor put the hit on. So now the Panthers on the power play. This one, however, comes free. Sekalis around the boards, but not out. A backhand attempt is fanned on by Dunedin. Does come to center. Neary back for it. Panthers on the power play as Neary's pressured behind his own net. Panthers on the power play. 4 for 28. 14.3%. 69th in the nation. Tied for 15th in the country. 18th in the country, I should say, St. Anselm as this puck goes out of play. 36 for 42. 85.7% killing off penalties. So the 2-minute boarding penalty on Taylor gives the Panthers their first power play of the game. But as we said, they got to be careful. Back to the point, it's Dawson. And then Dawson number two leaves a pass on off. One time attempt by Lyle was fanned on. The puck comes all the way down. Back for Dawson, pressured heavily that time by Kerrigan. Right, Dawson will step up the left side. And then Dawson, nice move around. Dawson still in the zone. Centered it out in front. A loose puck that Travis Stevens couldn't get to. Dawson still going with a full head of steam. Catches up to that puck. His centering pass is missed. And it's sent all the way down. Brendan Dawson with a lot of speed out there early on. 55 seconds to go on the power play. Pass is off the mark. Chipped forward, however, by Kamil Tkachuk. And it's broken up and sent back down towards Stephen Klein. He leaves it behind the net for Dawson. Partial line change on. 2.5 minutes gone by first period. No score. Panthers stall the power play for another 36 seconds. This puck around the wall. Comes to the near side boards. We're picking it up. Is Mitch Allen, number 26. And he tried to center one. That's blocked right back out. A loose glove on the ice. Scooped up by the man who had dropped it just a moment ago. That being Trevor Katz, number 13. Andrew Neary behind his own net. There's a pass and another one touched on ahead to Danny Jacobs, number 39. Gains the red line. Dumps into the St. Anselm zone to our right. A tie-up. Puck goes around the wall but not out of the zone. A wrist shot by Dineen is deflected wide. Neary on the rebound. 2-1. Power play over. Panthers 0-1 with the man advantage. A tie-up. Far side corner right in front of the superfan. An unusual perch there. Pass comes to the high top of the faceoff circle, I should say. Jasanti's shot was deflected and eventually covered up by Shane Joyce. 16:36 to go, opening period. No score, Middlebury and St. Anselm here at Kenyon Arena. The first game of the Middlebury Holiday Classic. It's off to the right of goaltender Shane Joyce. Panthers win the draw. The man who won the draw, Braden Quast, goes in the corner after a loose puck. He's tied up there with number 18, Brian Green. Bouncing puck backhanded lower. This time by David Bellucci, number 42. A tie-up behind the net. Finally, a loose puck is picked up. Trying to skate it out. Sekalis couldn't do so. A rising shot goes high and wide. Trying to waffle board it out of the way. And that hit somebody on the Panther bench on the clearing attempt. And we get a whistle. 16:06 to go. First period. No score. Of course, the consolation game of this Middlebury Holiday Classic tomorrow at 1 p.m. The championship game at 4 p.m. right here at Kenyon Arena. Right before everybody goes off into their New Year's celebrations. Watch the draw. Panthers win it, but St. Anselm controls the puck now. A flip into the zone and a collision. St. Anselm wanted an interference call. The chip into the zone that time by Longo. And now the Hawks get their attack set up. If only momentarily, though, it comes out to center. Panthers trying to kick it forward. Brendan Dawson, who was just involved in a collision a moment ago. Dawson slams on the brakes behind the net. Brendan Dawson, he's had a lot of pep to his step here in this game early on. Finds the avenue up the boards. This will not be an icing. He's winning the race down into the Hawks zone. Is Connor Lloyd, number 44. Two Panthers, Lloyd and Joey Pacini, number 10, collide behind the net, along with the Hawk there as well. Shot from the point, just going to be grabbed and held on to easily by Joyce, and we get a whistle. 15-16 to go in the first period. No score. That's the first shot on goal of the game for either side. And it comes nearly 5 minutes into the contest. Mitch Allen steps in to take the draw and wins it. Back at the point. Sent down low by Causalito. Kachuk trying to spin out of pressure. It knocks down a man right on his backside. That being Almeida that got the worst of that collision. Almeida, I should say. There's a shot that goes wide on a deflection. Rebound behind the net is slugged at a point, but not out. Another shot taken that time by Causalito. Just whistled wide. In the corner, Travis Stevens. Stevens moves on a cycle. Allen is tied up as well. And he does a good job of swat at the puck. Yeah, it's Kamil Kachuk that went in there swatting at the puck and kept it in. Kachuk, and now it's a whistle. And not sure what this ruling is. Kamil Kachuk is appealing, but I guess they're saying that Middlebury, Kamil Kachuk was the one responsible for the whistle, the frozen puck, and they're sending it out of the zone. And Coach Neil Sinclair wants an explanation. Kamil Kachuk was someone who was getting talked to, and Coach Sinclair goes over and talks to, I do believe, that is Mitch Allen. In the meantime, puck in the St. Anselm zone. The Hawks trying to shuffle it out of his own. Instead, it's backhanded right into the Hawks bench, just below our broadcast vantage point. 14-19 to go. First period, no score. Ensenay in his 14th year at St. Anselm. He's got a 194, 155, and 34 record overall at St. Anselm. His 28th season coaching overall. He has 365 career victories. The bench boss for St. Anselm. Now the Panthers with it. Shot score! Vinny Gesanti with a wrist shot from the top of the circle and an innocent-looking three-on-three puts it home. And just what we were talking about, the Panthers needing to get out to that quick jump, take a 1-0 lead with 14:03 to go in the first. Sometimes those goals come on the most innocent of plays. The 450, check that, 557 mark. Gesanti notching the goal to give Middlebury a 1-0 advantage. And now it's tied up. Pass out in front, a save made. And a tough one by Joyce. A rebound goes up and out to center ice. Quickly, the Panthers trying to get back in. It's offside, however, and we get the whistle. 13:36 to go. Three shots all belonging to the Panthers. They have a 1-0 lead. Note, we got about, I was going to bring up about Ed Sene before the puck bounced into the zone earlier. He's 1-10 in his career against Middlebury while being the coach here at St. Anselm. His predecessor didn't have much more success. Ken Couric was 3-18-1 against against Middlebury while at St. Anselm. St. Anselm did win the last meeting between these two teams, but Middlebury's got the 1-0 advantage here early on. I should say Middlebury won the last meeting between these two teams here. As that one gets sent right off the linesman and out of play, and a big hit afterwards. Unassisted goal for Gesanti, his fourth of the season at 5:57. The Panthers have a 1-0 lead. Face off right center ice. Tie up. Panthers control the puck. Andrew Neary has to send it up the near boards. That's cut off. And now St. Anselm trying to move in the other direction. So dumped into the Panthers zone. Neary behind his own net. As too is Brett Dineen. So a little bit of a changeup for Middlebury. Dawson and Dineen are now paired together. And this goes all the way down for icing. The Panthers will put out a fresh five. 12:42 to go. First period, 1-0 Middlebury, courtesy of Incisanti's fourth goal of the season. Faceoff will be to the left of Shane Joyce. And now both Incisanti and Leonard will get tossed out of the faceoff circle for having a little bit of a stick joust in there. This tie up. Big collision. Tkachuk puts the shoulder in. Now loose and the Panthers have it. Shot for the high slot. Blocked down in front. Never worked its way through legs. Jacobs going and took it. Out to center ice. Ahead goes Blaska. Blaska puts it in down low. And the Panthers collect and send back out to center and all the way down. This will be an icing against Middlebury. So faceoff will come all the way into the Panther end. 12:11 to go in the first period. 1-0 Panthers with the lead. St. Anselm from college out of Manchester, New Hampshire. And yet, 21 of their 31 players on the roster are from the state of Massachusetts. Off the draw, puck behind the net with it. Aiello tried to put it out in front. Klein cuts that off and then covers up the loose puck. We get a whistle with 12:03 to go here in the first period. So both teams will put out some fresh players. Brendan Kerrigan in the faceoff circle against Braden Quest. Off the draw, this one slugged behind the Panther net and into the far corner. After it, Jeremy Kerrigan. He turns it over, though, and the Panthers come out to center. Greg Conrad chipped into the zone now by Mark Lyman. Lyman in a collision down low. The puck separated from his stick. Now it's in the far corner. Dawson in a tie-up. And then backs out. Quast now digging away. A loose puck, three Navy jerseys around trying to win possession. And a puck finally works free to Nick Gorski. Gorski sends it up the right wing boards and then the send all the way down, but they got to gain the red line to do so, and not happy with himself is Taylor. And so faceoff will come all the way back into the Hawks zone. 11:20 to go, first period. 1-0 Middlebury with the lead. Middlebury Panthers hockey and a One Credit Union Panthers radio network brought to you by One Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together, 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. Also by the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Sustainable Timber Harvesting and SFI Certified. Off the draw, this loose puck comes out to center. Now he'll be able to gather in his feet, was carrying it, and sit right back into the Hawks' end. Spinning away from pressure, or trying to, is Gorski. It's intercepted, however, and the Panthers in control. Cross ice pass, Blucher shooting, save made by Joyce. A rebound in the near corner. Taylor works his way around the referee, watching everything unfold. Still tied up, a 3-on-2 puck, but four navy blue jerseys surrounding two Panthers right now. Which might not be good if the Panthers get possession of the puck. But it's St. Anselm with it. Kerrigan sends out to the neutral zone. And a good job by Stevens to work the puck back to his defense. Quickly moving the other way is Allen. Allen on the shoot. Sends blocked off. Tkachuk sends it back to Allen in the left wing corner. Cross ice pass. Dawson does a good job to reach the errant pass to keep it in. Then puts the hit on nicely. Even though the puck got out to the neutral zone. And then Dawson back in a defensive posture here. That's... Right now, this is looking like an excellent shift here again for Brendan Dawson. Flipped into the Panthers zone. Backhanded up and trying to get it out. Harrington eventually is skating out to center. Onside play here. A wrist shot blocked down and then Klein makes the save. First save he's had to make. We've been halfway through the period. He's actually had to make two there. And another stuff attempt is knocked aside. And now the Panthers come out with it. Left wing side, and an offside play is Cozzolino. Had to get held up there at the blue line. 9:40 to go, first period. Three shots in a quick succession for St. Anselm after they went the first 10 minutes without one. Stephen Klein was alert. Still 1-0 Middlebury. clean face-off win that time for Mike Farrar, number 11. But then the turnover, Panthers back in. Wrist shot save made by Joyce on a hard wrister from Desanti, who was looking for number 2. Quickly the other way is opposite number 18. Brian Green gets hit hard. And he's down on the ice. Slow to get up. Desanti centered it out in front. It's knocked aside in. The whistle's blown. Cannot see which one of the Panthers is down on the ice from our vantage point. It's on the near side boards. It was a heavy hit put on. 9:16 to go, first period. And now St. Anselm attending to a player. Danny Gay, the athletic trainer, out there to take a look. Coach Senia also goes out there. Both teams have had a player go down in discomfort from a check in this game. Still down on the ice and now getting up to a round of applause from the crowd. That is Brian Green, number 18. The faceoff will come all the way in the St. Anselm zone. 9:16 to go in the first. 1-0 Middlebury. Braden Quast will take this draw against Nick Leonard. And off the draw, bouncing puck in the faceoff circle. The Panthers eventually control. Wrist shot from the left point, blocked off. Still loose behind the net. Eventually, it's going to be flopped up into the near corner. All this in front of the student section. And more students are here, not on holiday break. Clear in from center ice actually goes on goal and stick to side by Klein. Now St. Anselm setting up in the zone. A long shot from the point by Taylor is well off the mark. Might have been a little pass. And eventually this bounces out to the neutral zone. With it, sending it in, Conrad. Line change on for the Panthers. 8.5 to go. First period, 1-0 Middlebury. Onside play with a rush is Carrington. He's in the zone. Shot save made by Klein, and he holds on. And then afterwards, Dawson there to protect, making sure Carrington doesn't do anything untoward. 8:25 to go. Opening period, 1-0 Middlebury. Vinny Gesanti's unassisted goal. At the 5:57 mark, the lone tally thus far. Face off to the right of Stephen Klein. Puck stayed in the circle for a little bit before Miley being backhanded up to the blue line by Tkachuk and eventually out of the zone further by Allen. Onside play, Travis Stevens. Evasive move in the corner. Tried to center one out in front. Couldn't quite get it there, though. Stepping up, Cozzolito. Cozzolito, who got hit earlier in the game. Good to see him back out there. So no injury on that end, and hopefully no injury on the end as well to Brian Green. Panthers back into the zone. Stevens drop pass for a shot attempt was never there. Allen lost possession. Now St. Anselm in possession with it. Kerrigan. This one's going to go all the way down. Will it be icing? No, it won't be. It's waved off. Dawson. Trying to slide a pass up. It's intercepted. A shot hit the post. Brendan Dawson wanted to make a pass up the wall. It was picked off, and a shot rang off the post. Leads back behind Klein's cage again. This one comes up to the near side faceoff circle and all the way down to the Hawks zone. No icing on it, and regardless, winning the race to the puck was Jimmy McKee. Pacini back out, high slot for a shot that's deflected wide. Stumbling down is Connor Lloyd, but he gets to the loose puck. Now in a battle with Justin Longo. Longo skates away with the puck. 6:50 to go, opening period, 1-0 Panthers. Right in front of the St. Anselm bench, backhanded into the zone by Pallotta. Now John Pallotta will try to go in down low to win a puck. Eventually works free Also through the help of Ryan Spillane, number six. This one off the glass and out. And it takes a nice turn for the Panthers. No icing on this as everybody gets a change up. Sticked into the zone. Nice job that time by number 11, Mike Ferrara, to negate icing. And now the Hawks look to set up. Big check put on right at the referee door. And the Middlebury end to our left. Neutral zone play, and the Panthers have it. Dump into the zone that time by Danny Jacobs. Puck is loose in the far corner. Good job, Mark McClellan, to win the loose puck. Dawson at the point. Dawson just backhands it into the zone. Hit put on behind. McClellan's got it. Centering pass out in front of the save made by Joyce. Gisanti coming down the middle. Here's another shot deflected wide. It looked like it was intended to be a low pass. And then finally it's flipped up and out to center. Brendan Dawson's had a heck of a period so far, despite the one mistake. There's a shot by Gisanti to catch the glass. Rebound comes up and out to center. Back for it. Panthers quickly the other way. Onside Lyman. Lyman dips the shoulder in, and he couldn't pull it towards the net. Had Joyce beaten, but couldn't get the puck to stay on the stick. Right point. Cozzolito shot deflected wide. Neary steps up on the left point, sends it in down low. Quast, buddy, had a cycle going on. Nobody home. And Quast goes in to try to win the puck. It bounces off his stick. And then Almeida tries to get it out of his own, couldn't do so. Lyman, sharp angle shot just goes wide. Rebound, Cozzolito sends down low. Lyman kicks to his stick. Back out to the point. Neary, a shot deflected and goes wide. Picked up there and sent back out to the point by Allen. Neary, off balance shot, and it bounces over the net. Allen. This is Quast, sends it off the wall, back to the point again, Neary, another shot deflected into the netting, and a stoppage of play, 4:22 to go, first period, immense pressure by the Panthers, and it's still 1-0 Middlebury. That was one heck of a shift by the Panthers right there. Technically two shifts, because they were able to get a line change worked in there as well. Face off to the left of Shane Joyce. Panthers win the draw. Nice job by Dawson to feather it ahead. This is Allen. Allen, shot goes wide. It bounces around a little bit. Tkachuk in the corner to get it. Neil Tkachuk, nice check put on behind the net, though. That time by Sekalis. And a shot for the point goes wide. A rebound loose. Sekalis tries to go up the wall. Bounces around a little bit. Eventually to Pallotta. And it does get out to center. Into the Middlebury zone. Pallotta puts the shoulder in but doesn't get the puck. This loose one comes out to center. Quickly slugged back in by Sekalis. 3:36 to go. First period. 1-0 Middlebury. Onside play for the Panthers. Drop passes off the mark. And the Panthers will have to regroup. Jacobs thought he had a man cutting. It was intercepted. All the way down then, and this will be icing against Middlebury. Face-off to come all the way into Panthers zone. 3:24 to go, first period. 1-0, Panthers with the lead. And again, we've talked about scoring that first goal. Statistically, didn't want to give it to St. Anselm. They're 3-0 when they had scored the first goal, but Middlebury on the board first. See what they can do with it here in this game. There's only been one penalty called. Middlebury had the game's lone power play to this point. Off the draw, Panthers control. Dawson. It's on the breaks behind the net and had the puck slide right off his stick, and St. Anselm in possession. Pass up high. Taylor's shot goes deflecting to the far corner. Behind the net now with it. Pallotta puts it out in front of us. Deflected shot was fanned on. And it comes out to the neutral zone. Actually, it was saved by Klein. The rebound was fanned on. It quickly sent back into the Hawks zone. 2:52 to go in the first. This goes all the way down for icing against St. Anselm. And Middlebury will have an offensive zone faceoff here with 2:49 to go in the first period. 1-0 Panthers with the lead. Vinny Gisanti's unassisted goal at the 5:57 mark, the lone tally to this point. Face off to the left of goaltender Shane Joyce. Panthers hockey on One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, sponsored by Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Off the draw, Panthers control in the near corner. Back out to the point. Bellucci shot, save made and held on to by Joyce, getting a whistle with 2:39 to go in the first period. Panthers hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network, also brought to you by Martin's Hardware, Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. Quast in the faceoff circle, lost the draw, however, to Nick Leonard. Puck loose in that near corner to our right. Oh, nice job from his backside, sending it down low, David Bellucci. Hawks control now, trying to get it out to center, and eventually do. Onside play on the right wing side, a wrist shot trying to take that one was D'Amato, and it was blocked off into the corner. Half boards and out to center. On the retreat, Almeida. Almeida sends it up, and Leonard sends it in. Back for it, Neary behind his own net. Up the left wing boards, Travis Stevens. Stevens cut off that time by Triaiello. Loose puck eventually works its way into neutral zone. Stevens over skates, and it's a two-on-one, and a great defensive play. Good poke check that time by Causalito to break up a two-on-one. Puck works its way to the point. Trevor Katz with a shot that's padded aside by Klein. Rebound and a collision in the far corner between Neary and number 22, Jimmy Carrigan. This one up the wall and out to center, and St. Anselm picking up the physical pressure. In the zone, trying to get in the zone. Carrigan gets the puck there, but his body doesn't. Neutral zone play. It's out to center. Delayed offside. It'll be wiped out as the Panthers clear to center. But the pass intercepted and sent into the Panther end by Katz. Around the wall it goes. And Middlebury will get the skate out with it. It's Allen. Allen in a 2-on-3. Allen dips the shoulder. Goes around the net. Here. Last minute of play in the period. Puck along the wall. Eventually Gorski skates out to center and dumps all the way into the Panther zone. Back for it, Causalito. Causalito now with it. Long pass just chipped into the zone by Allen. Line change on for the Panthers. 40 seconds to go in the first period. Long pass, onside play for Pallotta. Pallotta with it. Tied up. Joe Pallotta still trying to work his way free. And eventually knocked out to center. It's Almeida. Just chip back into the Panthers zone. Neary back for it. Sends it up to the near side boards. Danny Jacobs. Jacobs goes back behind his own net. Had the puck slide off his stick, so he had to slam on the brakes and give back. Long pass. It's going to be chipped in. Icing is going to be the call, and the race is won that time by Almeida as he just outlegged Braden Quast. And with 7.7 seconds to go, it'll be a defensive zone faceoff for the Panthers. I'd imagine Braden Quast is going to take this draw, or maybe not. He's actually set up outside the circle. It'll be Mark McClellan to take the draw, going against Nick Leonard. And now, well, now McClellan gets booted from the circle, so in goes Jenkins. Off the draw, a penalty call is going to be coming up against St. Anselm. With 4.8 seconds to go, interference is going to be the call. Going to the penalty box is Justin Longo. He went in and knocked down Danny Jacobs in the faceoff circle. So 1955... the interference call sets the Panthers to their second power play. Panthers win the draw. Wrist shot deflected into the netting with 1.4 seconds to go. Taken by Dawson that time.
He's in his penalty to number 7, Justin Longo. So he's coming in for interference.
So the interference call.
That's Longo,
And this time St. Anselm wins the draw. That will end the first period of play. And then afterwards, a little pushing and shoving in the circle as Jasanti was barreled over a bit. Well, a couple words being said, and then that'll end the period. Everybody will head off to the locker room. Shots on goal on the big board in the period. 9 for Middlebury, 6 for St. Anselm. They didn't have any in the first 10 minutes. Got 6 in the last 10, did the Hawks. A 9-6 overall for the Panthers after 1. The lone goal scored by Vinny Jasanti, unassisted at 5:57. Our score, Middlebury 1, St. Anselm nothing. When we come back, give you the highlights of the first period. Some out-of-town scores, or at least games in the NHL and around Division III, and get you set up for the second period. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
The Polaris Full Throttle Sales Event is going on now at Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh. Now's the time to get the best-selling Polaris Rangers and the sharp-performing Polaris Razors and save big time. With rebates up to $3,000 on select models and financing as low as 2.99%. There's no reason to hold back. And make sure to check out the new 2017 Polaris Snow Machines, too. Head to Della Motorsports Plattsburgh now and save thousands during this fast and furious Polaris Full Throttle Sales Event.
Hi, it's Tom Denneker from Denneker Chevrolet. We're wrapping up a great year, wrapping up those Denneker deals. Find your tag and get over $10,000 off a 2016 Silverado. Find your tag and get up to $3,000 off a 2017 Cruze or Malibu. Find your tag and get an average of up to $5,000 cash back on a 2017 Equinox or Traverse. We have every vehicle on the lot tagged, new, GM certified, and pre-owned. And I'll give you 0% for 72 months on select models or 20% back on Spark, Sonic, and Impala. Let us make your holiday merry and bright with a Denneker deal. Business owners, don't forget to make your Section 179 purchases by year end. We offer guaranteed credit approval and free state inspections for as long as you own the vehicle. Stop by and see our beautiful new dealership. Visit Denneker Chevrolet to wrap up your year end with a Denneker deal on Route 7 South in Middlebury, in Vergennes, and at DennekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
It's the Big Finish 2016 at Foster Motors. Up to 20% off select 2016. Save up to 15% on select 2017s, including Jeep Cherokees. It's Commercial Truck Month. Get a 2017 Ram Quad Cab 1500 with huge rebates, 0% for 75 months, or a special lease for 24 months. Save over $3,000 on the new Go Mango Hellcat Challenger. Visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like to doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
1-0 Panthers with the lead over the St. Anselm Hawks after 20 minutes of play here at Kenyon Arena in the first game of the Middlebury Holiday Classic. Of course, the second game later today. It's going to be a 4 o'clock start, and it will feature in that game Manhattanville taking on SUNY Canton. That game is coming up at 4 p.m. right here from Kenyon Arena. There's only one goal scored in the first period, and it came at the 5:57 mark. Just a bouncing puck that worked its way into the St. Anselm zone, and Vinny Jasanti is finding a way to know what to do with the puck when he has a shooting opportunity. For St. Anselm. Now the Panthers with it. Shot score! Nice shot from the top of the circle and an innocent-looking three-on-three puts it home. And just what we were talking about, the Panthers needing to get after that quick jump, take a 1-0 lead with 14:03 to go in the first. Vinny Chisanti's fourth of the season. It's an unassisted goal at 5:57, a lone tally of the first period. In a period that you could really see the Panthers, they controlled the first 10 minutes. St. Anselm got a few shots, especially three in succession right after the 10-minute mark there. But outside of that, Middlebury has controlled large stretches of that first period. Shots on goal, 9-6 in favor of Middlebury after one period of play. And on the scoreboard, the red numbers show Middlebury 1, St. Anselm nothing. There will still be a minute 56 of power play time for the Panthers on a fresh sheet of ice in the second period. When we come back, we will take a look at out-of-town scores, the scoreboard in general. Not many scores to report, but there's some games to tell you about. That's coming up when we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalk?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. True Value, start right, start here.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
1-0 Panthers after one period of play. This is the NHL End Division 3 scoreboard update. It's sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. NHL-wise, everybody's playing later tonight. The Chicago Blackhawks at the Carolina Hurricanes for a 7:30 start. 8 p.m. for the Nashville Predators and St. Louis Blues from St. Louis. Philadelphia Flyers visiting the San Jose Sharks at 10 p.m. start, and the Anaheim Ducks and Vancouver Canucks get going as well at 10 p.m. So everybody, all four games going on later tonight in the NHL. One score going on currently, and Connecticut College is hammering Franklin Pierce after 20 minutes of play. 3-0 Camels with the lead. Ryan Petty, Joe Giordano, Ryan Mowry, the goal scorers for the Camels, who outshot Franklin Pierce by a 19-5 margin in the first period. And so it is 3-0 Camels after one period of play there. Other games going on, as we had said earlier, in Division III men's hockey. Trinity is at the USA under-18 team. That'll be a 2 o'clock start. 4 o'clock for South Virginia and UMass Boston in the Codfish Championship. That Franklin Pierce Connecticut College game is the Codfish third-place game, the Codfish Bowl. Manhattanville and Canton will square off here at 4 p.m., as well as Newman and Castleton in the WVU Mason Winter Classic up in Plattsburgh. That'll be the first game of that thing. Oswego and Williams, 4 p.m., the Northfield Bank Tournament at Norwich. And 7 p.m. games, Wesleyan and Plattsburgh, and Nazareth and Norwich. Both those, the second games of the WVU Mason Winter Classic and Northfield Bank Tournament, respectively. Other Middlebury games, I should say, other sports teams going on. The men are at Staten Island, playing in the Staten Island tournament there. That's a 7 p.m. tip-off for the men's team. Middlebury women are at Springfield to take on Springfield College at 5:30 p.m. Those are the only other teams to go on. The Middlebury women are off until next week. They're not playing. In fact, some of the women's hockey players will be here in attendance for the game tomorrow, whether it be at 1 or 4. Right now, we're all hoping for the 4 p.m. start. That is your out-of-town scoreboard update, sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. 1-0 Panthers with the lead after 20 minutes of play. They will have a minute 56 of carryover power play time when we get going in the second period, that courtesy of a Justin Longo interference penalty right at the end of the period on an offensive zone faceoff. So that's probably something that is not to the liking of head coach Ed Senne, who, as we said, has not had much success against Middlebury. 1-10 in his career while at St. Anselm. And Middlebury has had a lot of success against St. Anselm overall. Here in Middlebury, the Panthers 26-4-1 all time against the Hawks, looking to make it 27. Still got 40 minutes to play and a 1-0 lead. Second period when we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
There's a beautiful furniture store in Middlebury that you have to check out. It's Woodware Fine Furniture. They have dining and living room sets in gorgeous woods like cherry, maple, and oak. Chairs, sofas, bedding, and great varieties of all. Or if you don't see it there, just ask Drew and he can probably get it for you. Woodware also provides shipping and delivery. You've probably seen the Woodware truck. It's everywhere. Woodware Fine Furniture. Handmade, woodcrafts, toys, and fine furniture for 30 years. Woodware, Route 7 South Middlebury.
Hi, it's Tom Denneker from Denneker Chevrolet. We're wrapping up a great year, wrapping up those Denneker deals. Find your tag and get over $10,000 off a 2016 Silverado. Find your tag and get up to $3,000 off a 2017 Cruze or Malibu. Find your tag and get an average of up to $5,000 cash back on a 2017 Equinox or Traverse. We have every vehicle on the lot tagged, new, GM certified, and pre-owned. And I'll give you 0% for 72 months on select models, or 20% back on Spark, Sonic, and Impala. Let us make your holiday merry and bright with a Denneker deal. Business owners, don't forget to make your Section 179 purchases by year end. We offer guaranteed credit approval and free state inspections for as long as you own the vehicle. Stop by and see our beautiful new dealership. Visit Denneker Chevrolet to wrap up your year end with a Denneker deal on Route 7 South in Middlebury, in Vergennes, and at DennekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
Bye.
How many
times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
Panthers have just taken to the ice here at Kenyon Arena, as has been San Anselm Hawks. We'll get set for the second period here at Kenyon Arena. First game of the Middlebury Holiday Classic between San Anselm and Middlebury. 1-0 Panthers with the lead. We're on 1:56 of carryover power play time to get going here in the second. Stephen Klein stuffing up the crease to our right. Shane Joyce doing likewise for Chris to our left. Panthers defending the Cornwall in this time. The white uniforms trimmed in navy. They're going from right to left. The Middlebury end is what St. Anselm will defend. They're in the navy blue, trimmed in white, going from left to right. Camille Tkachuk take this draw against Brendan Kerrigan, and the Panthers control off the faceoff. But back in their own end, I should say. Dealing back with this one, Stevens behind his own net. Watched there carefully by Ben D'Amato. So he starts to skate up. Dawson chips into the zone in an onside play. Look, wrapped around the wall and sent all the way down. Kerrigan's got two shorthanded goals. Trey Aiello's got two shorthanded goals. And Nick Leonard one for St. Anselm. So they are dangerous when killing off penalties. Onside play here, and then slamming on the brakes is Allen. Trying to put one back to the point. That's cut off. And here go the Hawks trying to skate out. And they got a 3-on-1 if they hurry. The move in. Shot save made by Klein. And now the Panthers trying to catch him in the odd man rush the other way. Onside play. Tkachuk centered out in front. And it's deflected up over the net. And then everybody goes crashing into the Hawks' net, getting the stoppage of play. So each side's had a rush here, 56 seconds into the period. Still 1-0 Panthers. Well, still a minute to go on the Panther power play. Middlebury's been deflecting a lot of pucks here this afternoon. We've got a penalty call coming up against St. Anselm. So it's 5-on-3 for the Panthers. Is in the box is Trey Aiello. So the Panthers on the two-man advantage for a minute here. Behind is Jasanti. Back to the point, Dawson. Dawson again. Hooking is the call. And front score! Tipped right out in front. Jasanti on the doorstep. Off a laser pass across. A power play goal. The Panthers lead 2-0. Time to go 1:17. And that is a great way to get on the board there. The Panthers, it's only their second 5-on-3 man advantage. They had missed on their previous opportunity. They don't dare and make it 2-0. Now again in the St. Anselm zone. Puck tied up down low. St. Anselm, by the way, has had to kill off. That was the seventh time they've been short two men. First two to get scored on, they had killed off their last four before that goal. Back for it, Neary. Neary going right down the middle. Andrew Neary has to dump into the zone, couldn't quite do so. It's loose and then sent further. by Jacobs. Santi, right on the doorstep, got his fifth of the season. Jacobs and Neary on the assist. So it's Jasanti's fifth, and Jacobs and Neary at 117. As the puck had gone out of play, getting the stoppage. 49 seconds on the man advantage, 17:53 to go in the second. And a pair of Vinny Jasanti goals have given the Panthers a 2-0 lead. Off the faceoff, Panthers control. Dawson, wrist shot, ooh, just got thrown wide. Found a lane to go through, and it didn't miss the post by much. Dawson's got it again. That was a pass on off a one-time attempt by Lyman. That's the second time he's missed that one-timer from the right wing circle. Dawson fakes, then tried to pass. It was deflected. And now the skate out by the Hawks. Nice job by Dawson, though, to chop the puck right off the stick of Brendan Kerrigan, who was looking for his third shorthanded goal of the season. And now the Panthers have it again. Cross-ice pass a little bit behind Allen, who just backhands it into the Hawk zone. Now it's back out and all the way down. Dawson, no pressure, so he'll go back and set up the attack for the Panthers. Power play now over. Middlebury 1-for-3 with the man advantage. But that one has given them a 2-0 lead here. In the first game of the Middlebury Holiday Classic. Puck around the wall. It's going to be up and out to center ice by the Hawks. Moving in the zone is Longo. It's chopped off his stick. Pacini tries to go the other way, but that's intercepted. A loose puck. He's going to be sent back towards the St. Anselm zone. And now skating up with this one is Almeida. Almeida's dump into the zone is intercepted. Pacini the other way. Joey Pacini, right wing side, puts on the brakes, sends back to the point. Cross ice pass Neary. Neary wide, fires, tip, save made, rebound loose. Excellent tip by Braden Quast, and just getting a piece of it was the goaltender Joyce. Oh, it's center to Panthers again. Onside player, wrist shot, save Joyce. He had a waffle boarded down, though, as it was a tricky one to handle. Good forecheck by the Panthers here. Still with it behind the net. Going around for a stroll, Jacobs. It's down low. Hawks trying to clear their zone and finally start to work it out the center. Onside play here. Slamming on the brakes, Aiello. Then his wrist shot goes wide. The rebound sent around the wall. Now the Panthers have an opportunity the other way. Skating into the zone onside. And then going around the net, Jacobs. Trying to put one out in front, but that's intercepted. And quickly the other way, the Hawks in a one-on-two. Kerrigan the one. It's chopped off his stick, waits for some help. Gets mashed up by a couple Panthers, and it's going to be a penalty call coming up. Looks like Dawson. No, is it going to be Dawson? Is it going to be Jasanti? Yeah, it'll be Jasanti. So St. Anselm will go on the power play at 4:50 in the second period. Jasanti getting himself on the score sheet in many ways. This one, not the way he would have liked. St. Anselm to the power play. They're tied for 15th in the nation, 12-for-47. It's 25.5%. I misread it earlier. Panthers killing them off 66th. A shot save made by Klein on the left wing shot. That time taken by Gorski. Left off for Gorski again. Back out high. Pallotta. His shot. That's knocked aside. And then gets cleared all the way down. Charging on Jasanti. Panthers 66th in the nation. 76.6% penalty killing efficiency. 36 for 47. Shot out front, same made by Klein, and he holds on. It wasn't that hard of a shot. It was tricky, but Klein saw it through a screen and grabbed it. 121 on the power play. 5.5 gone by second period. 2-0 Panthers. Face off to the left of Jasanti. Kerrigan to take the draw against Tkachuk. Kerrigan wins it clean. Back out to the point. Katz. gets the puck back, goes cross ice, holding, and then trying to shoot through, not able to do so. Was Zekalis. Zekalis has now got it again. Beerle was offside, but he kept it in. Zekalis, left wing side. He gets knocked down. A backhand attempt by Tkachuk doesn't clear the zone, though. With it, Karagnin. And then eventually the pass is deflected and all the way down. 44 on the power play. 13:52 to go. Second period. 2-0 Panthers. Both goals being scored by Vinny Gisanti. One of them in a 5-on-3 power play. Onside skate into the zone. And then Zekalis slams on the brakes. Puts it around the net. The first one on it, however, is Frank Cozzolino, number 34. To the point, not able to hold it in, was Kerrigan. It comes out to center. Kerrigan leaves it off. Zekalis now trying to thread it through for Karagnin, and instead comes out to center. Final seconds of the St. Anselm power play ticking away as this one sent into the Panthers zone. Dawson, the first one back, sends it around the wall. Hawks are 0-for-1 with the man advantage. Neutral zone play and turning with it is Almeida. Backhand dump into the zone. Line change on for the Hawks. 12:51 to go, second period. A 2-0 Middlebury lead. Moving ahead with the puck in an onside play. Jacobs, left wing shot, goes wide. Rebound to the far point. Neary. Andrew Neary steps it across, leaves a pass on for Dineen. Dineen tries to go behind the net. The play is tied up, though, going for a loose puck. So comes to the far boards and out to center. Retreating for this one is Greg Conrad. There's a pass to Dineen, back for Conrad. Partial change on for the Panthers. Onside play, trying to step into the zone. Lyman, he's checked off the puck. But the Middlebury forecheck is on in the near side corner. Everything going on in the zone to our left. Picking the puck up, Travis Stevens sends down low. Stevens gets a return pass. Sharp angle shot, save made, and held on to by Joyce. And gets the whistle with 12:02 to go in the second period. And the Panthers with a 2-0 lead. Faceoff will be to the right of goaltender Shane Joyce. Off the tie-up, Panthers control. Cross-ice pass, Bellucci turns, fires, that's into a leg. Still loose, and finally St. Anselm will pick up the loose puck through the person of C.J. Blaska. Dumped into the zone, this will be a penalty call coming up against the Panthers. Some pushing and shoving afterwards. Blaska's got some words to say. And it looks like Brendan Dawson's going to be the one to go. Dawson for interference. Power play number 2 for the Hawks. Time of the penalty, 8:14. Austin's been playing a very good game today. It takes the interference penalty there to put St. Anselm to their second power play. And no face-off there. There's a face-off violation. So into the circle now goes Karagnin. He'll take the draw against Quast. Quast wins it, and Gisanti clears it right into the Middlebury bench. So, face-off in the Panthers zone once again to the right of Stephen Klein with 11:41 to go in the second period. George Beeney taking the game in his usual seat to our right. Off the draw. St. Anselm controls behind their own net. Karagnin left it for Kerrigan. Back out to the points, eventually worked its way around to Pallotta. Pallotta's shot deflected and saved by Klein. A rebound loose right in front. Klein watches it go wide. Back to the right point, Pallotta. Pallotta sends for Kerrigan. Back to the point, Pallotta. His shot glove down by Klein through a screen, and he holds on. 11:07 to go, second period. 1:22 on the man advantage for St. Anselm. But the Hawks trail the Panthers by a score of 2-0. CJ Blaski will step in to take the draw for St. Anselm and wins it that time against Jacobs. Blaski's got it down low, sends for Leonard. Back out to the point. A hurry shot by Katz never gets through. Eventually comes to Gorski. Katz again. A one-timer from the right wing circle. Deflected up and out of play. Sitting there was Leonard. But his shot was deflected. It looks like it was... There might have been Jacobs that got a piece. No, it wasn't Jacobs. That was Bellucci that got a piece of it. And one of them's got to come off, and Bellucci will be the one to come off. But in doing so, it forces a kick out of the circle. Going in is McClellan to take it. He actually wins the draw back. And this gives the Panthers a chance to clear the zone, and they will all the way down. Set up by Joyce, sent around. Anselm moving the puck up ice, a bouncing puck into the Panthers. Oh, it'll be offside. Oh, hand pass, the call. And faceoff will come all the way down to the Hawks zone. 10:29 to go in the second period. 44 seconds left on the power play for the Hawks. They trail Middlebury 2-0. Faceoff to the left, to the right, I should say, of goaltender Shane Joyce. Off the draw, it's put low and then played with a high stick by Joyce, so everything's going to stay in the zone. Oh, no, check it. Played hot with a high stick, not by Joyce. Was knocked down by Tkachuk, so it comes out to the neutral zone. Tkachuk just wins it forward to force St. Anselm to set up in their own zone. Skate out and into the zone, Pallotta. Pallotta, backhand, hit the side of the net, rebound behind Carrigan. Left off for Kerrigan. Carrigan again. Trying to stuff it out in front. Carrigan, a diving attempt on the clearing attempt. Good job by Pallotta to keep in. 12 to go on the power play. A loose puck just pinballed around down there. Brendan Kerrigan with it. They give Jeremy Carrigan. Carrigan, centering pass, deflected. Power play is now over. St. Anselm, 0-for-2 with the man advantage. The centering pass out in front, swatted around a couple of times. Still in the zone on it. Aiello's shot goes high and wide. The rebound to the far corner. Carrigan tried to peel away from some pressure. Instead, the loose puck comes to the point. That's blocked down. The Panthers come out. Here's Giasanti. Vinny Giasanti. Giasanti steps through and nearly had an opportunity. Puts it back out to the near boards. In front. Oh, alone in front and not able to get a shot off. Was number 26 Mitch Allen, and it's finally covered up. 9:14 to go, second period, 2-0 Panthers. Nearly made it 3 there. But the faceoff will stay in the St. Anselm zone as Joyce had to cover. Off the draw, Panthers control. Dawson sends down low. Around the net. Stuff attempt by Jacobs never gets there. It's McClellan. McClellan puts out in front. Pacini had a stick on it. Just couldn't shoot. McClellan's shot goes high and wide. Probably deflected on the way. Rebound comes loose. Panthers still trying to control. Instead, squirts free. Going behind his own net is Taylor. Lawrence Taylor, the fourth. Knocked up and out of play, and we get a whistle at 8:45 to go in the second. 2-0 Panthers. Middlebury College Hockey and One Credit Union Panther Radio Network brought to you by Autumn Gold Jewelry. They have the Earth's most beautiful gifts, Main Street in Middlebury. Also by LeBurge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. LeBurge equals insurance. Face off to the left of goaltender Shane Joyce. A shot right off the draw goes high and wide. And St. Anselm in possession. Pass right up the middle. Nearly a 2-on-1, but the pass wasn't able to be corralled. It just rolls right on goal. Not able to haul it in was Longo. And Klein gets the whistle with 8.5 to go here in the second. in a 2-0 Panthers lead. Face-off will be to the right of Stephen Klein. Hawks win the draw and sent down low. The man who won that draw going after it, Brian Cameron. High up in the corner between Cameron and Quast, and eventually it's worked out to center. Conrad chips it in and starts to work on Almeida. Dave Almeida trying to pry the puck free and eventually does. And now the Hawks come out. Andrew Neary with a good defensive play, however, on Longo. Prevents him from walking in on a break attempt. Near sideboards, corralling it, or trying to at least, is Cameron. Now here come the Panthers. Slow skate out, and eventually picking up speed. Tkachuk gives it on to Conrad, who dumps it into the zone. Line change on for Middlebury. 7:40 to go. Second period, 2-0 Panthers. Onside play. Oh, it's not. It was almost onside, but a last little bit of stick handling by Peter Scala forced the offside with 7:34 to go here in the second. Off the draw, Panthers lose out. Good clean win by Blaskin, and a long shot goes right to Klein. He holds on. So we'll get another face-off. This one to the right of Stephen Klein with 7:29 to go in the second period. Fresh set of forwards on for the Panthers. Jacobs takes the draw and wins it. Dawson. Half boards and out to center. Backhand pass picked off by Chisanti, who wanted to go spring McClellan and just missed. Brendan Dawson back in his own end for it. Spins away from a check. Dawson spins away from another check and then has to put it behind his net. He's a little bit too far out of the reach, however, Frank Cozzolito. Dawson's got it again. Dawson. Cozzolito, they're really pressuring Dawson in the last couple of shifts that he's been out there. Panthers do well to get it into the St. Anselm zone. Loose puck is out to center again. Gloved down and controlled by Jacobs. Neary, now we'll try the right wing side. Onside play, here is Chisanti, high slot. Chisanti shooting, and it's just tipped wide. Maybe getting a piece of it was Joyce. Chisanti steps off for a change. St. Anselm's got the puck. 6:26 to go in the second. And the Panthers lead by two. Neary chops at it. Gets rejected right back towards him. Now behind the net, Denis. Down it goes. But out in front. Knocked loose. And now Pacini will step forward. Jerry Pacini. Center ice and a little chip into the zone. Pacini still with it. He's tied up down there. And a loose puck, a dangerous puck in a slot. Steven's shot is saved and held on to by the goaltender Shane Joyce, who's been pretty busy here this afternoon. 6 minutes remaining, second period. The Panthers still lead 2-0. Face off to the left of Shane Joyce. Still waiting for it to be conducted, and then a boot out of the circle gives a chance to tell you. Panther Hockey and One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by Foster Motors, home of the week here, people. Route 7 in Middlebury. Off the draw, Panthers will backtrack as St. Anselm gain the zone. It'll be an offside, though. And we get a whistle with 5:51 to go in the second period. Middlebury leading 2-0. Some youngsters taking in the game as we look to our right. Young Middlebury fans hoping the Panthers continue on this track that they've been on. Up 2-0 with 5:41 counting here to go in the second. Turnover in the Middlebury zone, however, and the Hawks looking to set up. Back out to the point, Almeida. A pass left off, chance for Ferraro. Instead to the point, shot, nice save by Klein through a screen. Might have been tipped out in front by Spillane. Still tie up, the loose puck goes to the near sideboards. And eventually behind the net. to center. Lyman lost his stick. He'll go back and pick it up. Trying to swat it out of the way was Almeida. His stick gets shattered, and then Bellucci just absolutely explodes into a hit. Another hit was then put on. There's a lot of hooting and hollering going on down there. A couple big hits. This one goes into the zone. Brian Cameron was the one to put on another broken stick. It looked like a yard sale going on with all the gear going on the ice. In the meantime, the Hawks in onside. A blast goes wide off the stick of Brendan Kerrigan. Conrad skates up the center. They give the further. Icing will be waved off as the Panthers win the race down to the loose puck. Stevens behind the net trying to work it free, as is Tkachuk. But instead, this comes loose and St. Anselm skates out with it. 4:12 to go, second period. Onside and a shot right into the midsection. Taken by Aiello, saved by Klein. And it gets a whistle with 4:09 to go in period number two. And so now the yard cleanup begins. One broken stick to the Middlebury bench, one broken stick to the St. Anselm bench. Both taken by the same linesman, Evan Knox, as Jason Chatty is getting ready to conduct the faceoff. Off down draw, St. Anselm wins it. A shot deflected wide off the stick of Nick Gorski. Behind the net with it now is Carrigan. Jeremy Carrigan trying to put out in front, couldn't quite get it there. A loose puck eventually worked free and then deflected up and out of play and nearly grabbed by one of the fans standing along the railing right above where St. Anselm will enter the ice each period. We get the whistle with 3:52 to go. In the second period, 2-0 Middlebury leads. Off face-off, this one sent around the boards on the near side. Jasanti couldn't control. And Jasanti goes in to try to extract the puck loose. Eventually it's worked free. Clearing attempt deflected. Down low, it's Carrigan sending it around. Intercepting is Bellucci. Eventually it works its way out to center. Left wing side in a foot race and winning the race, Jacobs. Puts on the brakes. Thinking about sending down low. Some body contact going on there. Now the Hawks will come out to center. 3:17, second period. 2-0 Middlebury leads. Back into the Panther zone. Bellucci, long pass, finds Conrad. Conrad onside. Greg Conrad working it, trying to work Dave Almeida. Still works out in front. Loose. Jasanti back to the point near it. And Jasanti again. Cross ice, Dineen. Dineen looking for the pass. It's knocked loose. And eventually it's going to be skated up and out by CJ Blaska. Blaska in an onside play. Shooting, save made. Klein to rebound. Oh, what a save by Klein. And he holds on. Stephen Klein dove across in desperation and makes a highlight save. 2:43 to go, second period, and Stephen Klein keeps it at 2-0. That's one for the highlight reel for sure. As it was an inside pad save, and Klein just had to dive across and makes a tremendous stop. Off the draw, Cozzolito around, trying to get it up and out to center, and eventually does. It's Tkachuk. Camille Tkachuk tried to drop it off, but couldn't find Mitch Allen. And now skating the other way with his Cameron. His shot, save made by Klein, the rebound in the corner. And then sliding across on a T-push was Klein again. He had lost track of the puck initially, looked over to everybody skating off to the right, and his T-push got there in time for the John Pallotta shot. Another save and a stoppage. 2:20 to go in the second. 2-0. Middlebury still with the lead. Off the face-off. St. Anselm putting on some pressure in the recent minutes here. A shot goes wide and gets sent all the way down. Now back behind his own net with it is Nick Gorski. His pass is off the mark. Andrew Neary's got it. Neary's pass deflected. Now picking it up and skating ahead with this is Trey Aiello. Aiello gets checked, but still keeps the puck until Gisanti steals and puts it back out the center. Now with it in an onside play, Jacobs. Yeah, knocked off his stick, however, out the center. Pass across onside, St. Anselm in the zone. A shot, a setting pass out front never gets through. There's a shot for the point. Save made by Klein through a screen. Tough shot by Sekalis. And now Gisanti just feathers it into the Hawks zone and comes for a change. 1:22 to go. Second period, 2-0 Panthers. Into the Middlebury zone. Back for Bellucci. Sends it to the right wing side. Nice job by Conrad to feather it down. Conrad shooting. And save made by Joyce. Rebound to the near side boards. Now we're going back and forth here. A little bit of a fire wagon feel to it. Into the zone is Blaska. Going around on a tour. Still going around. D'Amato finally slows down. Puts a pass down in the corner. Blaska couldn't work his way through. Coming in to help out Leonard. Blaska tied up, so D'Amato goes that behind the net to get the puck. Centered out front, missed everybody. Lyman in a foot race. The first one to get there, however, is Taylor. Panthers trying to knock it into the zone. They do. Conrad puts the shoulder in. 26 to go in the period. Stevens nearly came down with a loose puck. Instead, it's worked free to Gorski. Gorski couldn't walk around to Stevens' check. Second effort does get out to center. 15 to go in the period. Onside play. Centering pass out front. Knocked down. Penalty call coming up against Middlebury. Looks like it's going to go against... Yep, it's going to be Camille Tkachuk for interference at 19:50. So third penalty against the Panthers. And it'll be a power play coming up for the Hawks. St. Anselm 0-2 with the man advantage. Off the draw, won by the Hawks. A chance, shot through, never gets through, I should say. It's sent all the way down, so Kalis took it. And that'll close out the second period of play. Well, the shots were 9-6 for Middlebury after one period of play. But in the second period, 12 shots for St. Anselm for a two-period total of 18. And for Middlebury, after having 9 in the first, they just had 7 in the second for a two-period total of 16. But Middlebury scoring one goal in each period, or specifically Vinny Gisanti scoring a goal in each period, and the Panthers have a 2-0 lead after two periods of play. Second period highlights, out-of-town scoreboard, get you set for the third period. That's the second intermission when we come back. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
The Polaris Full Throttle Sales Event is going on now at Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh. Now's the time to get the best-selling Polaris Rangers and the sharp-performing Polaris Razors and save big time. With rebates up to $3,000 on select models and financing as low as 2.99%, there's no reason to hold back. And make sure to check out the new 2017 Polaris Snow Machines, too. Head to Della Motorsports Plattsburgh now and save thousands during this fast and furious Polaris Full Throttle Sales Event.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
It's the Big Finish 2016 at Foster Motors. Up to 20% off select 2016s. Save up to 15% on select 2017s, including Jeep Cherokees. It's Commercial Truck Month. Get a 2017 Ram Quad Cab 1500 with huge rebates, 0% for 75 months, or a special lease for 24 months. Save over $3,000 on the new Go Mango Hellcat Challenger. Visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snowblower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. True Value, start right, start here.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
We've played two periods here at Kenyon Arena, and the Middlebury Panthers have a 2-0 lead on the St. Anselm Hawks here in the first game of the Middlebury Holiday Classic. Brad Lithner here at Kenyon Arena, and... Well, there was one goal in the first period that Vinny Gisanti scored unassisted at 5:57, and then there was one goal scored in the second period. It was early on. It came after the Panthers started the second period on a power play, a Justin Longo hooking penalty late in the first, and continued over into the second when Trey Aiello, took a hooking penalty. Longo had the interference penalty. So it was a two-man advantage for the Panthers, and they would quickly double lead to 2-0. For a minute here, behind is Gisanti. Back to the point, Dawson. Dawson again. Hooking is the call. And front score! Tip right out in front, Gisanti on the doorstep. A laser pass across, a power play goal. The Panthers lead 2-0. Gisanti tipping it home from the Jacobs laser across. Neary got the secondary assist. It came at 1:17, I should say. Gisanti's fifth of the season, second of the game. And it gives the Panthers a 2-0 lead. It was a 5-on-3 goal for the Panthers. That is the first 5-on-3 goal that they have scored this season. It's the third 5-on-3 shorthanded goal this season that St. Anselm has conceded. They've been having to kill off 7 2-man advantages this season. So the Panthers take the 2-0 lead into the locker room. Stephen Klein made an amazing save late in the period to keep the score at 2-0. Shots on goal, they've updated it. 13 in the second period for St. Anselm, a two-period total of 19. 7 for Middlebury, a two-period total of 16. Our score at the end of two periods of play, the Middlebury Panthers 2, the St. Anselm Hawks 0. When we come back, we'll give you the out-of-town scoreboard. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance and a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7. South in Middlebury.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Here, 2-0 Panthers lead the Hawks after two periods of play here in the first game of the Middlebury Holiday Classic. The NESCAC out-of-town scoreboard, sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. There are two other games currently going on in all of NCAA Division III. They both involve NESCAC teams. First, Connecticut College, after the second period, have a 4-1 lead over Franklin Pierce. Camels goals, Ryan Petty, Joe Giordano, Ryan Mowry, and add Jacob Moreau to that list in the second period. The one goal by Jack Williams for Franklin Pierce. 29-14 shots in favor of the Camels. They have a 4-1 lead over Franklin Pierce after two periods of play in the third place game of the Codfish Bowl in Massachusetts at UMass Boston. The other game going on right now involving a NESCAC team is in the first period of play. And it's Trinity College and the U.S. National Under-18 team in Plymouth, Michigan. And it's a 1-1 game in that one. Connor Hegarty has scored for Trinity College. Josh Norris has scored for the U.S. National Under-18 team. Hegarty scored a minute into the game, 1:02 into the game, and at 2:55, Norris equalized. And they've been playing on level terms since then. That's at the end of the first period. Alex Moran in goal for Trinity. Dylan St. Cyr in goal for the U.S. National Under-18 team. I wonder if that's the son of Menno Raume. I believe so. I'll have to check into that. But if, in any event, after one period of play, it is 1-1 there. The other games are all later on. It's starting at 4 o'clock, Sally Regina and U.S. Boston, the championship of the Codfish Bowl. At 4 p.m. as well, Manhattanville and SUNY Canton right here at Kenyon Arena, the second game of the Middlebury Holiday Classic. Oswego and another NESCAC team, Williams, will get squared off at 4 p.m. It's the WB Mason Winter Classic at Plattsburgh. And then they pair 7 o'clock games, Wesleyan and Plattsburgh, the second game of the WB Mason Winter Classic, and Nazareth and Norwich, the Northfield Bank Tournament. Another game, Newman and Castleton get started at 4 p.m. The first game in the Northfield Bank Tournament. That's all later today. That's been an NESCAC out-of-town scoreboard sponsored by Monument Farms, family-owned dairy in Weybridge. We are through two periods of play here. Middlebury 2, St. Anselm nothing. The Hawks will still have a minute 51 of carryover power play time going into the third period. But as it stands right now, the Hawks trailing Middlebury by a score of 2-0. We'd expect, especially on the power play, that you'll see a big push from St. Anselm as they get set to go in the third period. As we're seeing some players from each of the next two teams, they step out onto the ice here in the Middlebury Holiday Classic, taking in the game. That, of course, being SUNY Canton and Manhattanville. That game will start, of course, at 4 p.m., second of two games here from Kenyon Arena. When we come back, third period action here in game one of the Middlebury Holiday Classic. Our score after two, the Middlebury Panthers 2, St. Anselm Hawks nothing. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
The Polaris Full Throttle Sales Event is going on now at Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh. Now's the time to get the best-selling Polaris Rangers and the sharp-performing Polaris Razors and save big time. With rebates up to $3,000 on select models and financing as low as 2.99%, there's no reason to hold back. And make sure to check out the new 2017 Polaris Snow Machines, too. Head to Della Motorsports Plattsburgh now and save thousands during this fast and furious Polaris Full Throttle Sales Event.
Hi, it's Tom Denneker from Denneker Chevrolet. We're wrapping up a great year, wrapping up those Denneker deals. Find your tag and get over $10,000 off a 2016 Silverado. Find your tag and get up to $3,000 off a 2017 Cruze or Malibu. Find your tag and get an average of up to $5,000 cash back on a 2017 Equinox or Traverse. We have every vehicle on the lot tagged, new, GM certified, and pre-owned. And I'll give you 0% for 72 months on select models, or 20% back on Spark, Sonic, and Impala. Let us make your holiday merry and bright with a Denneker deal. Business owners, don't forget to make your Section 179 purchases by year end. We offer guaranteed credit approval and free state inspections for as long as you own the vehicle. Stop by and see our beautiful new dealership. Visit Denneker Chevrolet to wrap up your year end with a Denneker deal on Route 7 South in Middlebury, in Vergennes, and at DennekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
It's the Big Finish 2016 at Foster Motors. Up to 20% off select 2016. Save up to 15% on select 2017s, including Jeep Cherokees. It's Commercial Truck Month. Get a 2017 Ram Quad Cab 1500 with huge rebates, 0% for 75 months, or a special lease for 24 months. Save over $3,000 on the new Go Mango Hellcat Challenger. Visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Both teams have taken to the ice to get ready for the third period here at Kenyon Arena. 2-0 Middlebury with the lead after 40 minutes of play. For those of you who have followed the NHL, very interesting note. The Islanders just put Yaroslav Halak on waivers. Halak's been struggling this season. 6-8-5 record and 904 save percentage. And the Islanders have put him on waivers. So for those of you that follow the NHL, there's a little bit of a newsworthy item there. No waivers here at this game. 2-0 Panthers as we get ready to start the third period. Still 1 minute 51 seconds of power play time for St. Anselm. Third period underway. Panthers defending the tower end. They're going from left to right in the white uniforms, trimmed out in navy blue. St. Anselm defending the Cornwall end in the navy blue uniforms, trimmed in white, going from right to left. Back to the point And a shot, pants save made by Klein through a screen, and a rebound slapped all the way down. Tough play there. Klein made the nice save. Now the Hawks trying to skate this one up. Onside plays Kerrigan. Left off with the points of Kalis. Kalis steps around the check at time of Jacobs. Down low, still with it, St. Anselm. Still 53 on the power play. So Kalis winds, fires, never gets through. Rebound into the corner. It's Blaska. C.J. Blaska behind the net. Couple passes. Eventually works its way back to Blaska. D'Amato trying to go to the front of the net. Now comes off for a change. Sakalis steps in. Left wing circle. Save made by Klein. The rebound loose. Up, not out. Good job by Sakalis to keep in. But Dawson gets it out in the second effort. 1.5 minutes gone by, third period. It's still 18 seconds and counting on the power play for St. Anselm. Middlebury leads 2-0. Full head of steam, Nick Leonard. Leonard right wing side and onside play. Leonard still in. It's bottled up. Puck comes spring free to the far side corner. Blaska's got it. We're all even up. St. Anselm 0-3 with the man advantage. A loose puck. Eventually, it's going to work its way out to the neutral zone. Trying to collect stick and puck at the same time was Blaska. And eventually, it does come into the zone. A shot by Leonard is saved by Klein. Rebound, near side boards, but not out of the zone. Longo tries to turn this in back in. It's loose and eventually behind the net. Neary watches it go by him. Trying to pick it up was Tkachuk. Couldn't quite do so. Still loose. Not able to get a stick on it. Jimmy McKee. Neary behind the net. Eventually it's worked at a high slot for a shot that hits the left stick. I don't know if it's broken or not, but a shot hit that stick and skittered wide. Still, the Hawks with it. They've had a lot of zonal pressure, even coming off the power play. To the left point, Taylor. Sent eventually behind the net. A return pass and a save by Klein, and he holds on off the one-timer from Kerrigan. 2:55 gone by. Third period, I should say. 2-0. Panthers still with the lead. And that stick that was on the ice finally goes to the St. Anselm bench. Now Quast gets booted from the circle. Off the draw, this is one. A shot attempt by Pirata is blocked down. And out come the Panthers. Conrad steps around, moves in, shoot and score! Greg Conrad on a sharp angle found a hole. 3 minutes and 6 seconds into the third period, the Panthers lead 3-0. Conrad, he chipped it around, walked in, and then just found a spot on that stick side, far side. It was a sharp angle, but he still found it. Conrad's got his third goal of the season. Now the Hawks have a lot of work to do here to try to catch up, and then it's an offside play as Jeremy Carrigan couldn't get into the zone onside. And 16:38 to go in the third period. Greg Conrad's third goal of the season have given the Panthers a 3-0 lead. First time all season the Panthers have led by three goals. Now off the tie-up with it. It's Cozzolino. Now Dawson. Brendan Dawson slips into the zone. Sent around, and it's going to work its way up and out. Lyman gets the lone assist as this one is offside, I believe, and the faceoff will come out of the zone. Conrad from Lyman, 3:06. Conrad's third of the season. The Panthers have a three-goal cushion. Face off neutral zone right in front of the Panther bench. just outside the Panther blue line, and St. Anselm controls. Leonard sends in and around. Neary tips it up, not out of the zone. Big old dogfight going on down low. Finally, it's worked free. Blaska centers it out in front. A loose puck, and it just goes wide. Might have been deflected, but still the Hawks control. Backhand cycle down low for Blaska. D'Amato goes to the front of the net. His pass frame is deflected. He comes out the center. Trying to spin away from pressure. Taylor lost the puck. In his own, a shot by Stevens goes wide. Rebound Bellucci. Stevens down in the near corner. With all this to our right. Bellucci still with it. Centered out in front. Knocked down. Now on to the stick of Allen. Allen pressured but sends low. Trying to step around. A couple of checks with Stevens. Instead comes out of the zone. Delayed offside. Still offside. McKee. This token pressure on. Long pass onside. Long go. That's chopped off his stick. Coming in to help out Pallotta. Behind the net. With it, Cameron. To the near side wall, Pallotta. He's still tied up. Behind the net again with it now is Cameron. Tried to center out in front. Couldn't quite do so. Kept in at the line. Slugged low by Harrington. 14:45. Third period. 3-0 Panthers with the lead. Justin Longo behind the Panther net. Puts it out in front. That shot blocked down by Dawson. Picked up by Pacini. Doesn't clear the zone, though. That shot attempt is deflected. It will stay in the zone as it goes into the netting. 14:31. Third period. 3-0 Panthers. A goal in each period. Giasanti in the first. Giasanti again on the 5-on-3 power play in the second. Conrad here in the third. Off the tie-up, controlled by St. Anselm. Trying to step through Sakalis. Sent around the boards, eventually picked up on the far side point by Carignan. Back out to Sakalis. High point shot, deflected, and it goes wide. Loose puck behind the net, picked by Dineen. Dineen sends it around the near sideboards. That's cut off by Sakalis again. Peter Sakalis put a shot that goes across. Far point for the dump back in by Nick Gorski. Gorski puts it behind the net. And eventually it's sent up and all the way down. And it'll be wide. The icing against the Panthers. With 13:52 to go in the third period, Middlebury leads 3-0. Faceoff will be in the Panther zone to the right of Stephen Klein. Panther Hockey on One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Brought to you by Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh. Your motorsports headquarters. Off the draw. This is won by St. Anselm. A turnaround shot slugged towards the net by Leonard. Never gets through. A loose puck is chopped at. Shoot back to the point. Taylor. On the send down. Low shot save made by Klein, and he holds on. 13:36 to go in the third. 3-0 Panthers. Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, also brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs. Branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at mbmvt.com. Off the faceoff, a shot taken by Ryan Spillane. Number six goes wide. And the rebound corralled. The Panthers trying to clear the zone, and eventually do. St. Anselm's picked up the pressure here in these last two periods, but still find themselves trailing 3-0. With the skate up is Brendan Dawson. Dawson still going on the run. Dawson goes around, still has the puck. Sends it back to the point, but it hops funny and away in the other direction goes Ferraro. Ferraro, big hit put on, and then a save by Klein in front. Rebound is loose. Bellucci wiped out D'Amato. Well, big hit in front. Line change on for the Panthers. 12:47 and counting, third period. 3-0 Middlebury leads. Neary sends it up the near sideboards. It's picked off and sent low by Cameron. Behind the Middlebury net it goes. It eventually works its way to Joey Harrington. Harrington's pass picked off, and the Panthers come the other way in a 3-on-2. Centered out in front, and an opportunity for a Tkachuk, and it just hopped off his stick. This rebound comes up and out the center. Neary being pressured by Pallotta in his own end. Neary leaves it behind. It goes around the wall. Dineen can't pick up. 12:08, third period. Panthers lead by three. Cross-ice pass knocked down by a couple of sticks. Pallotta sends into the zone. His shot goes whistling across to the far point. Gorski. Send down low. Return pass is knocked in front of the save made by Klein. A bouncer. Longo got the shot off and Klein flashed the right pad out. Longo's got it again near corner to our left. Longo. Drop pass and eventually sent it out in front of another pad. Saved by Klein off the screenshot. That time it looked like it came from the stick of Sakala. Sakala's in front, score! Bang, bang, play, and finally with all the pressure, St. Anselm gets the goal, and with 11:27 to go in the third, the Hawks have cut the lead to 3-1. It looked like it was Kerrigan coming down low to pound it home. Time and a goal, 8:33. And the Hawks bench is fired up after that one. They've been putting a lot of pressure on and now find themselves down two. Dangerous point in the game here. Puck right back into the Middlebury zone. And the Hawks trying to thread their way through again. A left wing shot is a save made by Klein. Great pad save there by Klein through a screen. This gets sent all the way into the St. Anselm zone. Going back for this one, Taylor. Cross ice pass onto the stick of Nick Leonard. Leonard sends it into the Middlebury zone. Set up there by Klein. Around it goes to Dawson. Dawson just backhands it up and out to center. And right now it looks like Middlebury trying to hang on for the moment. Cross ice Pallotta. Pallotta is an onside play. Left off and intercepted. Gorski got it from Kerrigan. So for Gorski, the junior's got his first goal of the season from Kerrigan at 8:33. Now the puck just shuffled along, and it'll be a hand pass against St. Anselm. Face-off to come in the Hawks zone to the left of goaltender Shane Joyce with 10:10 to go in the third period. St. Anselm really putting the pressure on now, outshooting Middlebury 27-17, and yet it's 3-1 Panthers. Panthers win the draw. Tkachuk, left or right wing side, I should say. Tkachuk out in front, tried to put one again that short side, and just missed it. Down low, McKee couldn't control. Spinning out of a check is Harrington. Harrington, and works his way out of another check and gives a pass on off that's just out of Blaska's reach. Panthers regroup. Long pass on ahead. And into the zone. Onside for Allen. He's left off, then gets it back. Allen tried to put out in front for McKee, but that was intercepted by Kerrigan. Brendan Kerrigan with it. The shuffles a pass to his left, and in goes Sakalis. Sakalis sending around the wall. Coming in on the other side is Gorski. That's intercepted and back out to center. This will be an icing. No icing, I should say. It's waved off. Skating ahead with this one. Now snapping a pass off Kerrigan. All the way into the Panther zone. Tipped there, so no icing at that end either. Behind the net and around to the near side corner to our left. This one flopped out to center. 9 minutes to go. Third period. 3-1 Panthers. Skating ahead with this one and an onside play. Trevor Katz. Katz goes through. Trying to step through and instead just rolls on his Stephen Klein and he holds on with 8:52 to go in the third period. 3-1 Panthers. Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Brought to you by Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding. Route 7 South in Middlebury. To the right, to the left of Stephen Klein we go. Hawks win the draw. Shot goes over and then catches a stanchion, actually landed on the back of the Middlebury net. In possession, Leonard. Put out front off the post on a shot from the right wing circle. That one taken by Katz. St. Anselm nearly made this a one-goal game. Onside play. Going in is Cameron. Sending it for a shot. Deflected around. And eventually picked up by Tkachuk. Tkachuk center ice. Deciding what to do with it. Just backhands into the chicken. Not Tkachuk. That's Jacobs. Jacobs tied up down low. Trying to work possession of the puck free. Instead it goes behind the net. Picked up by Almeida. Almeida behind the net. That's O'Neill. He turned over and eventually sent all the way down. This will be icing against St. Anselm. And a faceoff coming all the way in the Hawks zone with 7:56 to go. Third period. 3-1 Middlebury. Connecticut College leads Franklin Pierce 5-2. With a little under 9 minutes to go in that one. Still 1-1 Trinity and the U.S. Under 18 national team. That's early second period in Plymouth. Off the faceoff, a stuff attempt by Jasanti. A couple of saves made, the rebound loose, and then the whistle is blown. Brendan Dawson was jumping around because he had an open net to shoot at. But the referee lost sight of the puck and blew the whistle. Vinny Jasanti had a couple of opportunities there. 7:50 to go, third period. Still 3-1 Panthers. Jacobs to take the draw, and everybody's got to settle down. Jacobs taking the draw against Kerrigan. Kerrigan wins it. Jacobs shoots it, and a save made. The rebound loose in front. Kerrigan won it back, but Jacobs let him do that to get to the puck and nearly got himself a goal out of it, if not for the sharp goaltending of Joyce. Quickly, it's back into the Panther end, though. A bouncing puck, turnaround shot, blocker saved by Klein. The rebound goes up and out to center. The pace has been great here when they've gotten going. Now with it, and skating ahead before making the pass. Lewis Carrigan, big hit at center ice as Tkachuk gets absolutely laid out by Sakalis. Moving the other way onside Allen. Allen puts it out front. McKee couldn't control. Goes behind the net. With it now is Taylor. Lawrence Taylor the fourth. Left on off and skating it out is Katz. Left wing side Leonard. Leonard onside play. Sharp angle shot, knocked aside by Klein. Now the Panthers have a chance to go the other way. Onside Stevens, onside Stevens. Stevens in, and a nice save made by Joyce. Stevens had the opportunity. Joyce had to poke check it and got the save on. All the way down, sticked aside by Klein. Rebound in the near corner to our left. Blaska tries to work it free. Instead it goes behind, picked up by Brett Dineen. Dineen half boards and out to center ice. A bouncing puck control by Braden Quast. Tries to send into the zone. Diving to get it further was Stevens. Couldn't do so. This will go all the way down. Icing against St. Anselm. And so not able to get off in time. Well, not able to get off anyway. He's got to get back out there. Is number 15, C.J. Blaska. 6:08, third period. 3-1 Panthers here. First game of the Middlebury Holiday Classic. From Kenyon Arena. Glad you could join us here on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. A little gamesmanship. Pallotta trying to knock Quast stick out. Both are yapping, so they both get kicked out of the circle. Off the draw, Conrad, who took it, goes in the corner to go grab it. Stevens, Conrad again. Conrad trying to put it out in front, couldn't do so. He's in a battle down low behind the net with Almeida. Stevens trying to spin away from Almeida now. Now coming in Harrington to help out as well. It's a two-on-two scrum before finally Harrington comes away with the puck. Right wing pass for the dump into the zone and now a line change on for St. Anselm. 5:35, third period. 3-1, Panthers leading. Right wing boards and a send in by Conrad. Quickly gathered and sent the other way. No icing. Sent the other way by St. Anselm. Can't figure out why Aunt May. I know why it wasn't icing, but in the meantime, the forecheck turns the puck over. Ferrara tries to put out in front. It's deflected and comes back out to center. Retreating for this one, Sekalis. Sekalis tries the near sideboards and then gets the return. Cross ice pass, Gorski. Gorski from just outside the blue line dumps in. A hard around, Kerrigan chopping at it. Eventually, a pass works his way to the point. Gorski shot blocked down in front by Dawson. Rebound loose, far side boards. He shuffleboarded along and out to center. It's McClellan. McClellan using the referee as a screen. In the zone, now into the far corner to our right. Now a big two-on-two battle. Third blue stick comes in to work the puck free. Bellucci pinches to send down low. Longo goes behind the net. Hawks trying to set it up. Panthers in the midst of a change. Force Steen to go third period. Onside pass Leonard. Leonard in, score! Long pass found Nick Leonard. He went in almost like a breakaway and found the top corner on Stephen Klein just above the glove. And with 4:12 to go in the third, St. Anselm has made this a one-goal game. Time of the goal. St. Anselm making the bid for the big comeback here. Within one. Now an onside play. Kerrigan behind the net. Tried to put out in front. Couldn't do so. St. Anselm still with it. Out in front. A bouncing puck. Not able to corral it with Sekalis. This comes to the point. Katz has got it, but he couldn't control a bouncer. It comes out the center. And an offside's going to be the call as the Hawks try to work it back in. 3:47 to go. Third period. And the Nick Leonard goal, his second of the season, has cut this Middlebury lead down to one. Neutral zone faceoff. Controlled by St. Anselm. Sent into the zone. Kerrigan. Brendan Kerrigan puts out in front. That's knocked aside. The rebound loose in the slot. Turnaround shot never gets through. Still the scramble. Back to the point. And the shot save made by Klein, and he holds on. The Hawks have put an immense amount of pressure on, especially here in this third period. 13 shots in this third period to just 4 for Middlebury.
The St. Anselm goal, scored by number 14, Nick Leonard. The assist number 26, Lawrence Taylor, and number 7, Justin Longo.
Taylor and Longo on the assist. 15:48, time to go. Still in the Middlebury zone off the draw. Finally controlled and walked around by Cozzolino. It's out to center. Quickly, Hawks back in. It's Cameron. This to the point, but not out. Longo on the keep. Sent down low, Cameron. His centering pass knocked out of midair by Brendan Dawson. Up the wall, and it bounces up and all the way down. Right on goal, so no icing. Having to play it is Joyce. Sends it up the left wing side. Quickly on a shot. Big hit in the circle. And there's going to be a penalty call coming up. A big collision down to the ice is Taylor. He now gets up. Going to the penalty box is Gisanti. 2:36 to go in the third. Gisanti in the box. It's 3-2. Time of the penalty, 17:24. And it looks like there's going to be matching minors. Well, maybe not. Right now, there's a conversation going on. There's 2 minutes up on the board. see if there's more. While this conference going on, Middlebury College Hockey and One Credit Union Panther Radio Network brought to you by Lathrop Fires Products for more than six generations. Lathrop Fires Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Our professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management. Lathrop Fires Products, South Street in Bristol. Now they're talking to the scorers table. And Vinny Gisanti is being told he's done for the evening. Not the least bit happy about it is Neil Sinclair. A 5-minute major. First major penalty either for or against this season for the Panthers. Gisanti gets a 5-minute major. So they'll have to kill off a penalty the rest of the game. And we'll keep an eye in the goal to our right to see if Shane Joyce comes out. Gisanti. Interference. And a game is connected to score on a tip in front. And the Hawks have tied it with 2:25 to go. And just a shot for the point was deflected somewhere in front. 10 seconds into the power play, of which St. Anselm will stay on. We're tied at 3. And the Hawks still on the power play. Sakalis. Cross ice, onside, kick. No, offside is the call. 2:16 to go, third period. That Middlebury bench is very, very compact right now. And a short one now with Gisanti being done for the game. A 5-minute major for interference and a game misconduct. Now with it and skating ahead is Tkachuk. He turns it over though, and the Hawks are onside. Stepping forward, D'Amato. Put back out. It's a bouncing puck and played with a high stick. And we get a whistle with 1:56 to go in the third period. Will overtime and shootouts loom in this one? Remains to be seen.
Is St. Anselm goal, power play goal, scored by number 25, Vinny D'Amato, the assist number 22, Jeremy Carrigan, and number 16, Peterson
Harris. Now, down low, a shot in front, deflected. D'Amato scored it. Shot set, nope, never gets through. Rebound still loose and still in control, St. Anselm. Cats. Sends down low, gets the return, blast goes wide. Rebound to the near sideboards, Pallotta. Pallotta puts it behind the net. The setup now, Leonard. Leonard, a stuff attempt out in front, never gets there. Turnaround shot, save Klein, and he covers up the rebound. 1:09 to go in regulation. Wow is all you can say in regards to how this has turned out in the third period. Off the draw, controlled by St. Anselm. Move down low, eventually back to the point for a shot that's deflected. Loose, trying to catch up to Aiello, couldn't do so. Appeal around, Carrigan with it. Back to the point, Sakalis. His shot is blocked down in front and cleared all the way down. Send up the other way, an onside play for Sakalis. Sakalis works it back to Carrigan at the point. Sakalis again, left wing circle shooting. Save made by Klein. The rebound loose behind the net. getting shoved down Carignan. And eventually it goes up and out to center. 20 seconds to go in regulation. Now 14 to go. The skate up by Cameron. Onside play. Pallotta's shot deflected and the rebound goes wide. Pallotta with five. Behind the net, gets it back, turns, fires towards goal. It's picked off. And we are going to extra hockey here. This is something else. Middlebury had a 3-0 lead evaporate. That shot total is correct. 17-4 in the third period. Or are we just going right to the shootout? You see no time being put up on the board, although everybody's staying in. Tied at 3. After regulation, 36-20 shots in favor of St. Anselm. It's 2 minutes goes up on the clock for the intermission here. But now tied at 3 as we head to overtime. That last goal in the third period, D'Amato from Sekalis and Carignan at 17:35. And probably, as you thought, the Panthers with a 3-goal lead, it might have been good. But in the span of a little less than 12 minutes, it has gone by the boards. D'Amato's 4th goal of the season. On a deflection in front, the power play ties it. As we said, Sekalis and Carignan get the assists. Panthers still have to kill off 2 minutes and 25 seconds of a 5-minute major. Middlebury had a 1-0 lead after 1. Giasanti is 4th of the season unassisted. Giasanti doubled it to 2, his 5th of the year on a deflection and just a tipping in front. 5-on-3 power play made it 2-0. Then Greg Conrad scored his 3rd of the season at 3:06. It was 3-0 Panthers. But since then, Gorski's 1st at 8:33. Leonard's 2nd at 15:48. D'Amato's 4th at 17:35. And we are tied at 3. Panthers Hockey and One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Brought to you by Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South in Middlebury, and at DenekerChevrolet.com. Overtime we go. First one for St. Anselm. Third one for Middlebury. They're 0-2 in overtimes. Sullivan scored for Colby in the 2-1 win for the Mules up in Colby. And then Baldier's for Norwich. Out in front, a sharp angle shot. It's the side of the net. Might have been stopped by Klein. St. Anselm going from left to right now here in the overtime. A blast catch the glass. That was a rocket off the stick of Sekalis. And the rebound comes up and out to center. We skate 4-on-3 here in this overtime start. Sekalis goes on across Carignan. Oh, a sharp angle shot, save made by Klein. The rebound loose and comes out to center. Carignan back for it. Sekalis wants to come off for a change, does so. Carignan onside. Carignan and Carignan. Eventually back to the point, Gorski. A shot, save made by Klein. That off the stick of Leonard. Leonard again. Gorski. Gorski shooting, never gets through. Blocked down by Neary. Rebound is loose. Carignan back to the point. Still minute 17 on the major. Shot hit the post! And it goes out of the zone. Klein got a piece of it. It rang off the post and sat right in the crease before it was cleared off. Dineen, one of the defensemen, he was the one that cleared it. A shot, Dineen blocked it. Now with it, Gorski. Left wing side, and Gorski gets it back. They give Blask a shot, deflected, and goes wide. Gorski on the far point. Blask a shot, high and wide. Rebound loose, and then she corralled by Leonard. Leonard's got it far corner to our right. Leonard, they give back Gorski. Blasco, left wing, right wing circle, St. May Claude, and he holds on. 3:09 to go in overtime. Still 34 seconds on the man advantage. 3-3 the score. It'll be Brendan Kerrigan taking the draw against Kamil Tkachuk. Kerrigan won the draw. Now with it, Sekalis. Left down low and in the return pass. Sekalis goes on across, gets the return. A one-timer goes, hits the side of the net. Rebound near corner. Kerrigan. Kerrigan centered it across. Missed the mark. Pallotta's got it. Pallotta's still with it. Pallotta's in front of the save by Klein on a doorstep. A tip-in attempt by Kerrigan, and Klein comes up big. Oh, that was an immense save there. This off to the right of Stephen Klein. 8 to go on the power play. St. Anselm wins it. Kerrigan behind the net. Kerrigan and Kerrigan. Now Gorski on to Kerrigan. His shot deflected. Power play over. St. Anselm did score with the man advantage. They are 1-for-4. Peeling out of pressure, or trying to at least. Kerrigan. Leave off Brendan Kerrigan with it. Kerrigan, high slot. Shot. That goes wide. Rebound loose. Gorski. Gorski sends behind the net. Gets the return pass from Kerrigan. His shot. That's knocked aside. Brendan Kerrigan, with it again. Now Gorski. Gorski on the right wing boards. Takes a look. Goes back to Kerrigan at the point. Cross ice. Now they're going to try the left side of things. The shot blocked down in front. With it, D'Amato. He tied the game not too long ago. Tic-tac-toe passing and a save made by Klein, and he holds on. 1:43 left to go in overtime. We're tied at 3. -22 in favor of St. Anselm. Off the draw, it's set behind the Panthers' control. Dawson, right wing side, Stevens can control the pass. Goes into the corner, Braden Quast with it in the St. Anselm zone. Stevens around the near side, a bouncing puck, kicked around a little bit, and now the Hawks come out. 1:20 to go in overtime, tied at 3. Dawson back in his own end. Snaps a cross-ice pass to Stevens, who collects it off the wall and sends into the zone. Watched there by Trevor Katz. Behind the net, Nick Gorski with it. Gorski has the puck, starts to skate it up. 1 minute to go in overtime, tied at 3. Cozzolino couldn't clear out of the zone. Second effort will get out. Skating ahead with this one is Jacobs. Jacobs, McClellan. He had it stripped off his stick, and the Hawks now come the other way. A flip into the zone this time by Taylor. Dawson goes behind to get it and then sends it up into the netting. We get a whistle with 35.6 seconds to go in a 3-3 game. Corrected the shots a little bit. It was 6 shots on goal after 3 periods for Middlebury. And now the Panthers will call timeout with 35.6 seconds to go. Just trying to get this game to a tie or hopefully get that one rush to win the game here in overtime. Of course, if this ends in a tie, both teams will be credited with a tie, and then a shootout will take place to determine who advances to the championship tomorrow. So Middlebury and St. Anselm tied at 3. The Panthers had a 3-0 lead in the third period, but the Hawks scored 3 goals to tie this thing up at 3. And we sit here with 35 seconds to go in overtime. St. Anselm scoring those 3 goals in a 9-minute and 2-second span. The last two came a minute and 47 seconds apart. Face off in the Panthers zone to the right of Stephen Klein. It'll be Mitch Allen to take the draw for the Panthers. And this is won too cleanly by St. Anselm. Kerrigan, it goes all the way down. In on it first, Tkachuk. Tkachuk mashed up there against the wall. Hawks trying to come out with it. 22 seconds to go in overtime. Spinning out of a check or token for check there was Gorski. Gorski skating it up with 12 to go. Gorski shooting and it goes over the bar. Rebound far corner. Picked up by Allen. Sent up for Tkachuk. It's out to center. 4 seconds to go. Near side boards at non-side play here. Cross-size pass! And the shot is not off. And we end overtime in a 3-3 tie. Which means we will go to a shootout to determine who advances to the championship game tomorrow. I believe so. Or are we playing more hockey? Oh, no, we're playing more hockey. 3-on-3 now we go. I'm sorry about that. 3-on-3 to go, so we'll get 5 more minutes up on the clock.
The end of the 3-3 tie for purposes of advancing. We'll be playing a 5-minute 3-on-3 period.
So we're playing 5 minutes of 3-on-3, and then I guess they go to the shootout, but the numbers are right. 8-0 in overtime. So this end, it's officially in the books as a 3-3 tie. Now everything afterwards is just for purposes of advancement. As the 4 officials have a conference here. Again, Panthers had a 3-0 lead. It went by the boards. 5-minute major to Vinny Gesanti in a game misconduct, so he's no longer in the game. So the Panthers are having to get by down their top goal scorer here in this 3-on-3. Both teams huddle by the bench. We'll see the 3 that are going to be out there, and this could be very fast-paced here in overtime. So for the Panthers, they will not get their first win of the season. It goes as a tie. Panthers are now 0-8-1 on the season. St. Anselm is now 5-5-1. That will not change just no matter what happens here. This is all for purposes of advancement. St. Anselm sends out Brendan Kerrigan, Jeremy Carignan, and Peter Sakalis. The Panthers counter with Mark McClellan, Danny Jacobs, and Andrew Neary. Panthers going left to right. St. Anselm right to left. And the 3-on-3 portion is underway. Neary gives it on off Jacobs. Jacobs onside shooting and a pad save. The rebound is slugged all the way down. Back for it, Neary. Sets it up. 3-on-3 overtimes. 3-on-3 sessions are all about possession. In the zone, Jacobs. Jacobs shooting and hit the post with the shot. Back out to center, Dawson. Cross ice, Jacobs. Jacobs back for Dawson. Conrad out there with him now. Dawson onside. Dawson shooting. Glove save and no! was held on to for the moment and almost fumbled by the goaltender, Shane Joyce. 4:14 in this extra session. Still tied at 3. Face off to the left of Joyce. Quest to take the draw. He'll go up against Nick Leonard. Off the tie-up. On the way goes St. Anselm. It's Trey Aiello. Aiello, feather to pass across the Quest interception. Aiello gets it back and a save made by Klein. Rebound comes up and out to center. Onside play, Travis Stevens. Stevens around the net, slams on the brakes, trying to put out in front, and just slowly rolls to goal, where it's covered up and held on to by Joyce. So now out there, CJ Blaska, Peter Sakalis, and Vin D'Amato. Mitch Allen in there to take the draw. He's out there along with Kamil Tkachuk and Andrew Neary. In the zone, onside, a shot save made by Klein. A rebound loose, and St. Anselm's got it. Skating around D'Amato. D'Amato trying to put out in front, couldn't quite do so. Neary's got it. He peels away from some pressure, dangerously out in front of his own net. It's pressure there, but it does come out to the neutral zone. Quickly turned over. Back in is Blaska. Blaska, Neary with the poke check, gets the puck away from him. 3:15 left to go in this extra session. Tied at 3. Cross ice pass. It's deflected around. Neary's got it again. Neary. Give on off. I'm trying to spin away with it. Jacobs couldn't quite do so. Neary's got it now. Andrew Neary, how much gas does he have left in the tank? He feathers one ahead to Jacobs. Offside at the line. Just ahead of the play was Mitch Allen. 2:51 to go in overtime. Still tied at 3. I shouldn't say overtime. I should stay in the extra session because this is, again, this game counts as a tie. So this is just for tournament advancement. Whoever scores goals, it won't count. I don't believe at least. In the meantime, moving ahead with this one is Kerrigan. Brandon Kerrigan up offside at the other line now. Another face off to come. You're starting to see some tired legs out there. 2:39 to go in overtime, tied at 3. Face off right in front of the Millbury bench. Kerrigan in, but lost the draw. However, St. Anselm gets the puck back. Gorski, cross ice, Aiello. Aiello trying to move into the zone. Does so, and it works its way through into the far corner. Now the mashup down low. Still with it, Aiello. Comes and gets help from Jeremy Kerrigan. Kerrigan with it. Still has it in the right wing circle. Steps out up high. Shot deflected down. The rebound goes behind. Dawson's got it. Brendan Dawson starts to skate up ice. Dawson steps in, gets bumped off, but goes after the puck anyway. Dawson, nice leave off for Stevens. Stevens around the net, still with it. Dawson, wrist shot, that goes wide, might have been deflected. Rebound, Stevens sends down low, trying to go after it, Conrad. Forecheck being put on here by the Panthers, trying to win the puck back. 1:38 to go in this extra session. Some tired legs on both teams, but the big guns are going to be out there pretty much the rest of the way. With it, Leonard. We'll leave off Gorski. Gorski tied up with Conrad. Puck on the near sideboards. With it is Leonard. Conrad intercepts. Back the other way. Allen. Allen shooting. Save made. The rebound was loose in front. Nobody home. Now it's Leonard the other way. Watched by Neary. Leonard drops a pass on off Kerrigan. Kerrigan checked there by, I believe that's Tkachuk. Back out to the point. Taylor sends behind the net. Jabbed at by Klein. The pass comes out to center. 52 seconds to go. Tied at 3. Cross ice. The skate in by Taylor. Taylor onside. His shot at deflection attempt in front was knocked aside. Klein finally gets to his feet. 32 to go. Around the net. Dawson. Allen now with it. Mitch Allen in across the Hawks line. Leaves off Tkachuk. Gives across Dawson. Dawson looks. Dawson took himself out of a shooting opportunity. Dawson still with it. Trying to stick handle out in front. Now the centering pass out in front attempted by Allen is knocked aside with 6 seconds to go. Hawks with it. One last chance. Mikalas, long drive, catches the glass. And we are still at 3-3. Neil Sinclair wants icing. And they're not going to give it. He is hot about that one, too. He thought this should have been icing. He should have about a second or so to go, but that is not the case. And so we are still tied at 3. Both referees look like they're trying to see who's going to say something to the scorers. And looks like we are now going to a shootout again to determine advancement here. Tied at 3. Middlebury had a 3-0 lead in the third period, but then St. Anselm got 3 goals to level the score, one of them on a 5-minute major power play, and that sent this game to overtime. St. Anselm, it's pretty much Middlebury controlled the first half of the game, and St. Anselm has controlled the second half of it. There's no other way to really describe it. So we will go to a shootout. Tied at 3. So we will see who is going to come away with the spoils here. Some confusion as to how exactly it's going to go. Still waiting to get the final word on everything. I believe it's going to be 3 shooters. Sticks banging on boards. And it'll be St. Anselm shooting first. Nick Leonard to go against Stephen Klein. Leonard gets it from the center circle. Moves in. Back in. Forehand and a save made by Klein. So it's sudden death, we're being told. Sudden death. So if a goal is scored here by Mitch Allen, it's over. Mitch Allen will shoot. If he scores, Middlebury plays at 4 o'clock tomorrow. Allen, the move in. Allen, right down the middle, hit the post! And so Brendan Kerrigan will step up. Again, sudden death. So whoever wins a round wins it. Here's Kerrigan. Gets it. Comes in on the left side. Left wing circle. The move in. Deeks and scores. No, does not score. Now there's a big bit of controversy here. Both referees are discussing it. After everybody had skated away, you saw the puck over the goal line. And now they're saying goal. It's So the puck never stopped momentum towards the goal, and that's why it was credited as a goal. Stephen Klein's got his hands up arguing it, but now for Middlebury to play in the championship tomorrow, they must score here. And it'll be up to Mark Lyman to do so. Lyman against Joyce. Lyman's got it. Comes down the middle. Lyman with it. Save made Joyce. And St. Anselm will go to the championship at the Middlebury Holiday Classic tomorrow at 4 p.m. They all mob Shane Joyce. Neil Sinclair is hot about the decision. And letting the referees hear about it. Both teams now line up to shake hands. Middlebury had the 3-0 lead, but St. Anselm scores 3 in the third and wins in the shootout. Both teams get the tie, but St. Anselm advances to the championship tomorrow. Middlebury to play in the consolation. Post-game, when we return, you're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Final score here was 3-3 in the shootout. St. Anselm wins it in controversial fashion in the second round of the shootout to advance to the Middlebury Holiday Classic Championship game at 4 p.m. tomorrow against the winner of Canton, SUNY Canton and Manhattanville. The Panthers will play the 1 o'clock game tomorrow afternoon against the loser of this game coming up between Canton and Manhattanville. Third period had a lot of goals in it. 2-0 Panthers after two, and into third, they would expand the lead to 3-0, courtesy of Greg Conrad.
Off the draw, this is one. A shot attempt by Pallotta is blocked down, and out come the Panthers. Conrad steps around, moves in, shoot and score! Greg Conrad on a sharp angle found a hole. 3 minutes and 6 seconds into the third period, the Panthers lead 3-0.
Conrad's third of the season from Lyman at 3:06. Panthers up 3-0, and you would have thought all is well and good. It looks like the Panthers are going to finally get off the schneid. However, the game got sideways soon thereafter. St. Anselm would pull one back at the 8:33 mark as they started applying heavy pressure in the Middlebury zone.
That time, it looked like it came from the stick of Sakala. Yes, Sakala's a mid-front score. Bang, bang, play, and finally with all the pressure, St. Anselm gets the goal, and with 11:27 to go in the third, the Hawks have cut the lead to 3-1.
That was Nick Gorski on the goal. Gorski's first of the season from Kerrigan at 8:33. It made it 3-1. And then the Hawks would cut it down even further to 3-2 at 15:48, again with more pressure in the Middlebury zone.
Now a big two-on-two battle. Third blue stick comes in to work the puck free. Bellucci pinches to send down low. Longo goes behind the net. Hawks trying to set it up. Panthers in the midst of a change. Force steam to go third period. Onside pass Leonard. Leonard in, score! Long pass found Nick Leonard. He went in almost like a breakaway and found the top corner on Stephen Klein just above the glove. And with 4:12 to go into third, St. Anselm has made this a one-goal game.
Leonard gets the second of the season. Taylor and Longo the Taylor and Longo the assist at 15:48 makes it 3-2. Then Vinny Gisanti got called for a 5-minute major for interference when he hit Taylor. A blindside hit is what the referees deemed it, and thus a 5-minute major and a game misconduct. And on that major power play, the Hawks would tie the game.
And we'll keep an eye on the goal to our right to see if Shane Joyce comes out. Santi. Interference. And a game misconduct. They score on a tip in front. And the Hawks have tied it with 2:25 to go.
The tip was Vinny D'Amato's. It's his fourth of the season. Sakalis and Carrigan get the assist at 17:35. 3-3 would be essentially what the final score is recorded in the books as. Shots on goal in the third period, 17 for St. Anselm, 6 for Middlebury. And then in the overtime, as if that wasn't enough, St. Anselm had 10 shots on goal in the 5-minute overtime. Middlebury did not have a shot. The final shot total, St. Anselm 46, Middlebury 22. And yet we went to a shootout, and then in the second round of the shootout, Nick Leonard seemingly was stopped by Stephen Klein, but then after Klein got up, you saw the puck just over the goal line. It was a little bit of a discussion, and the best explanation I can come up with is that the referees deemed that Stephen Klein did not stop his slide when he made the save before trying to get up. And when he got up is when the puck squirted in across the line. And so the referee's saying that the puck was still in motion, despite one of them. One of the referees waving no goal. So he's even waved no goal. And you figured it would have ended. And then Klein got up, but then the conversation and the overturn. And that is the controversial ending to this game. 3-3 final. And advancing on to the championship game is St. Anselm in the shootout. When we come back, we'll get you set up for tomorrow. You're listening to Millbury College Hockey and One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And these are the stars of the game, brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. Our third star of the game is Vinny Gesanti. He had a pair of goals in the game. The five-minute major that he got ended up being the downfall. But Vinny Gesanti still with two goals in the game, played well. He gets the third star of the game. Honorable mention to Brendan Dawson, by the way, who played a very good game. But Gesanti gets the third star. Stephen Klein, making 43 saves, gets star number two. And in fact, those 43 saves are nearing a team record. I mean, it's not going to be the team record, but you're getting awfully close to it when you're talking about saves. We all remember Liam Moorfield Yee's performance last year. But in terms of saves, Stephen Klein's 43 is fifth most in Middlebury history. So Klein gets the number two star of the game. Number one star, though, goes to St. Anselm player. He got the assist on the game tying goal and just played a really good game all around. Peter Sakalis is our number one star of the game. Those are the stars of the game, brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. So tomorrow the Panthers will play the 1 p.m. consolation game. Pre-game will be 12:30 right here on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. And a game that Middlebury had a 3-0 lead in and just couldn't hold on to it. St. Anselm just kept on throwing pressure and pressure and pressure, finally tying the game late in the third and advancing in controversial fashion in the shootout. And scoring in the second round to advance to the championship game tomorrow. St. Anselm awaits the winner of Canton and Manhattanville. Middlebury will take on the losers of this game. That's going to occur in about 48 minutes or so right here at Kenyon Arena. We will have the pregame show for you at 12:30. Face off at 1 p.m., the consolation game between Middlebury and the loser of this game between Canton and Manhattanville right here on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Jim Tai doing a great job back in the studio. As always, thank you very much. And thank you to you, the fans, for listening in to Middlebury College Hockey here on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Once again, the final score 3-3 between Middlebury and St. Anselm. The Hawks advance to the championship game in the shootout. Until tomorrow, we say good afternoon from Kenyon Arena.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together. 1CU.org, 7th Green Street in Virgins. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable Timber Harvesting and SFI Certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your True Value Hardware Store. Autumn Gold Jewelry, they have the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts, Main Street in Middlebury. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs with branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at nbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Lathrop Forest Products, for more than six generations, Lathrop Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Their professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management, South Street in Middlebury. And Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South of Middlebury, and at DennekerChevrolet.com.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.